If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
That's right. It's 12 midnight and time for that show you've heard so much about, the Rodney and the Rock program. From midnight to 3 a.m. It's a new music show.
This reminds me of that old saying, you idiot.
Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Mao, Idi Amin, Castro, Pol Pot.
The Rodney and the Rock program.
Oh.
Monsters.
But if an entire show just talks about my show all the time, I don't know what that says about that show, but wow.
Let's just sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
Hey, Frank, how come you haven't gotten up yet?
Nope.
Marijuana, you are my best friend. You get me so high when I smoke my bong all day long. Yeah, baby.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Does anybody have any drugs?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
The bentonic is chronic.
Just like the other one.
I heard he smokes pot.
This one seems to be about to quit.
God damn it, I love pot.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah, that's hot.
Roll.
That's not pot.
This one seems to be about to end.
What a great pot party.
And I don't have another cent.
Morning, sunshine. Want to start your day with a nice bowl of shredded mini weeds?
I don't want to guard that joint.
Smoke weed.
Just pass it around.
You're high. You're on the pot.
I don't want to guard that joint, my friend.
I'm going to get high tonight, though. I'm going to get very high.
I just pass it.
And now.
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong. Now I'm in the bong.
Our feature presentation.
That was a song right there. That last one.
That's sure.
That is a good pot song.
I miss R. Kelly, by the way. And when the hell is he going to come out with a new record?
Last
one that got played was the one about the hair braiding, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That masterpiece?
Sexy yes. Hair braider or whatever. Come over in the yes. Middle of the night. We're going to do more than hair braid, that thing.
He's got to be about due for some new material.
What a disaster.
No, he's prolific. He's amazing.
My family is begging me to take Trapped in the Closet off of my phone for a ringback tone.
Oh, really?
Nope. Nope.com.
Best song ever. So I changed to the Weird Al Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Sure, perfect. Good choice.
I don't think that'll get old, so that's good news. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, and the date is the 16th of January.
Vagina dentata.
Ooh, no one wants that.
No, that sounds bad.
That's the vagina with teeth is what that is.
Yeah. Oh. That seems bad.
I rented that movie over the holidays, by the way, because we had talked about it, but no one I know had ever seen it, so I wanted to see the story of the girl with the teeth in her vagina.
Worst movie ever?
It wasn't good. I mean, it could have been, but it wasn't. Basically, she was able to use her power for evil, and she basically she had sex with people that she hated so that she could then, at the worst possible moment for them,
bite.
Chop it off. Chop it off. Yeah, oh. She could control the teeth.
Awesome.
So if she liked you, you could have normal sex with her. If you did something wrong, man, talk about performance anxiety.
No kidding.
You screw up, she clamps down. And then she just kill you, basically, because you bleed out. So
you go to a dentist for that or an OBGYN? I don't know how you would.
Well, this is what was weird. She was a super abstinence chick. By the way, we are going to take your phone calls on any topic. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew for a Friday morning. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. Talk about the plane or whatever you want. So she was way into abstinence to the point where she really didn't even know anything about her own body. She was one of those who just was terrified of the concept of sex.
Right.
And she spoke at high schools to talk kids out of having sex and no masturbation and don't touch and don't look and it's dirty and it's bad and it's evil. So she didn't even know what it was supposed to look like. So she didn't know how weird it was that she had teeth down there. And then when she finally did have sex for the first time, that's when she realized the problem built in to her vagina.
Yeah, I think if you had teeth down there, you would be confused as well.
Yeah.
You'd probably be afraid of sex as well.
Like, I thought all of them were, you know, like with a guy, for instance, I thought everybody was huge. You know what I mean? And then the first time you see other guys, you go, oh, wow, I didn't realize how freakish I was. Same kind of deal.
Sure.
Unless you have something to compare it to, you don't know.
Right. No, wow. Of course. That's where he goes. I know. I hear you.
So don't rent that is what I'm saying.
I won't. I wasn't really thinking about it.
But rent Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Yes.
Because that is...
Buy it.
That is so bad. That movie, it comes all the way around to, I cannot possibly believe how bad this is.
So you're saying it's you got to own it. It's not enough to rent it, right, Mike?
100%. It is definitely one of those movies that if you come home from a late night at the bar with some of your friends and you have nothing to do, you pop that in. It's nonstop entertainment. You will not believe your eyes. You cannot believe this movie is real.
Yeah, because it looks like it's done by not only kindergartners but retarded kindergartners.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt asked. He said, "I don't understand how craft services, how set builders, how they continued to work on this movie as it got underway when they looked at the first couple scenes and said, really?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do?
Deathbed
that eats.
Deathbed's the name of it. The bed that
eats.
Put
it on my Netflix queue right now.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on the air and give you a prize."
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
A week from tomorrow at Angel Stadium is something called Monster Jam, which sounds like it involves large vehicles that destroy things. You can win those tickets right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you get on the air with something interesting to talk about, brought to you by Advance Auto Parts and Ford Trucks, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, let's begin with Rudy in Grand Terrace. Good morning, Rudy.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, I know you guys heard about the guy that robbed a bank out in Orange County on Monday and got out and cut his throat with a box cutter.
I did not see that. No, cut his own throat with a box cutter?
Yeah, he attempted to cut his throat with a box cutter.
On purpose?
On purpose.
What? Why?
The police was going to arrest him.
Oh, so he couldn't get arrested.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so after he robbed the bank and realized he was going to get caught, he didn't want to go to jail.
Yeah, but the arresting officer said he made a scream that sounded familiar, and he wondered what it was, and then it hit him. It was the Howard Dean scream.
I hope all that wasn't set up for that poor joke, Rudy.
It was, yeah. Work on that chunk. Work on that chunk and get back to us.
Yeah, you need some more open mic nights or something, because I don't think you're quite ready for prime time yet.
Let's go to Landell.
Very timely, though. I got to give him credit for that, because really there is nothing hotter than...
Let's go to Landell, spelled with two L's, the way it looks here.
Three L's.
Landell?
How you doing, Happy? How you doing, baby boo?
How you doing?
What's up? What's going on?
I just got a quick story over this past weekend. I was driving around. I had to use a restroom real quick. And I drove by to an AM/PM. It was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it's got to be pretty clean. And I went in. I asked for the restroom. And the lady was like, you have to purchase something. And I thought that was kind of weird, because I haven't heard that in a while, before you use the restroom.
Right.
So I went in, did my business. And on my way out, I decided to buy a lottery ticket, a scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I won $250.
No kidding.
Wow. Yep. You got paid to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Did it occur to you to scratch those?
Yeah.
Or did you just buy them and say, thanks a lot?
Well,
that's weird.
I was going to buy a pack of gum.
Yeah.
And then I saw the scratchers. I was like, why not?
That's nice.
I didn't buy a lottery tickets for the artwork. I don't even know what you guys are talking about with scratches. Like, why would you deface it?
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, man. You could get paid for going to the bathroom.
Let's talk to Louie in Long Beach on line 8, by the way. I did not anticipate any kind of follow-up conversation on the vagina dentata, but that's what Louie's calling about. Hey, Lou, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? Hey, baby boo.
What it do?
What's going on?
Oh, Lisa. Hey, that got me a little thinking there. That could be like the old Black Widow concept, you know, she's going to let you go, you're going to get a bit off.
You're intrigued by that? Wow. Oh, I see. You like the excitement of not knowing whether you're going to die during sex or not.
I'm telling you.
You're intrigued by the possibility of death.
Yeah.
All right.
It could work both ways for you, I think.
I don't think so.
Just, you know what? If you want a real thrill, just start flying United Airways everywhere you go.
Yeah,
you never know, man. All right. This is a great call, too. Let's try, if we have time, let's try Matt in Buena Park, who needs a little advice from the Kevin and Bean Show here today. We're happy to help. Matt, welcome to the show. What it do?
Hello, Matt. Oh, he's there. Can you hear?
Yeah, I hear something. Is he not paying attention to the phone?
If I put him back on hold and then go back to him.
Come on, Matt. Don't be bad.
Matt, are you there?
Okay.
There.
Oh, wait, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, dude. So I went out with like some friends, and this chick's mom was like kind of flirting with me, coming on to me, dude. And she was like, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what do you guys think I should do?
Hit it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How close are you to this friend?
She's like a friend of a friend.
Oh, hit it.
Hit it.
It's
hit
a girl?
It.
It's a girl's mom.
Oh, yeah, hit it.
Yeah, absolutely hit it. I mean, if you're not going to be screwing up a relationship with a close guy friend, then don't even worry about it. Just go for it, dude.
Yeah.
Especially if the girl's, if you're not doing it with the girl, then what do you have to lose? Who cares if she talked to you again?
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. She's like kind of twice my age, you know, it's kind of
don't
weird,
worry about it, dude.
I was just wondering.
Hit it.
Hit it. Unless she's got teeth down there, you'll be fine.
You're over 18, right?
Yeah.
All right. Our answer stands.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. Call us back, please, and let us know how that went. And one last quick call. Mike in Yorba Linda. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, this is for Bean. I think Jimmy Kimmel's holding out on you.
Because?
He had a jetpack on his show last night, and the guy took off from a high school, flew over the roof, and landed on the rooftop of his studio.
And he was in the air for less than 30 seconds, right?
Right around 30 seconds, 40
seconds. Not interested. Not interested. Over the 30-second jetpack. Seen it for years. Give me something more.
Yeah, that's one of the huge problems is they're having, you know, they have enough fuel and everything else to go 30 seconds, but that doesn't really help a lot of people.
Not really.
Doesn't help anybody.
Doesn't get
but
you anywhere.
Jimmy Kimmel was that close to a jetpack, Bean.
I mean, you know, I'm sure it was fun. I didn't see the show, but that technology does not impress me anymore because we know that that exists and we've seen it a bunch of times. They need to do more.
Wow. Dude. All right.
I'm infuriated by the lie that is the jetpack that we've been promised. Since before we were born, we've been promised the jetpack was right around the corner, and they're lying liars who lie. I need a jetpack, and I need a jetpack now. So start working on it, people.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, so we got the Movie Beat on today's program to tell you all the new movies that are in the theater.
Hotel for Dogs, come on.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah.
We have Jeff Henderson, who is a K-Rock listener and who is a New Orleans Saints fan, and bet Ralph at the beginning of the season that the Saints would do better than the Eagles.
Yes.
And that didn't work out quite as well as he had hoped, so he's going to pay off his bet today.
Nice.
Well, now, hold on. Who are the Saints playing this weekend in the championship?
Yeah, they're
heading
not
to the Super Bowl. Where are they?
They're not really in it.
Oh, I see.
As much as not in it.
I see.
Speaking about that, we have Andrew Siciliano coming into the studio to talk about NFL.
Great.
Two football games this weekend to find out who's going to be in the schmooper schmall.
I think we're allowed to refer to the Super Bowl.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I
don't know.
Those people
Alex
are.
Alex was reading me the list. We couldn't say anything.
Those people are litigious.
Couldn't talk about the league. Couldn't talk about the teams. Couldn't use the team's name.
But we're not talking about sponsoring or doing. We're just
yeah. We're not giving away
game,
something.
I guess that's if you're giving something away.
I think.
Whatever. But
yeah,
it's crazy.
They do kind of clamp down because it's big bucks to be official Super Bowl sponsors. So
blah, blah,
I guess
blah.
That's, they want to make sure.
You but know what?
Maybe to be on the safe side. Maybe you're right, Kevin. Maybe it should just be the Schmooper Bowl or whatever.
Yeah. You know, Matt from Buena Park has a good topic. Maybe we should try and squeeze it in today, which is. Your friend's mom was hitting on you. What did you do? Because that's got to happen a decent amount, right?
Yeah.
Not all the time.
I wonder how many times guys think that's happening, and then when they go for it, she's like, what are you doing? It's mostly in their head because she smiled
just
at them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would
be embarrassing, but it would be funny to see how people handled it.
Absolutely.
But so we'll see if we can squeeze that in if we have time. And we have a guy who wants you to teach him how to, how can I say this?
Oh.
He wants
you to teach him how to
eat.
No, I wouldn't use that word.
No, because eat is fine.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use
that. But I'm saying it's
fine. In conjunction with this. Yeah. In conjunction with men and women, I wouldn't use that.
All right. Just saying.
All right, we're going to work
on that. We'll run this by the team.
Cheating.
Okay.
We'll run this by the team of scientists down on three and see what we can come up with.
All right. He wants to Super Bowl a whole bunch of girls, and he needs help setting that up.
What?
No, that doesn't work.
No. Bad one.
Does it work at all?
Not good.
You get a zero for the day.
Eating ain't cheating.
6:15, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph, how many points did the Cardinals beat the Eagles by last time they played?
I don't believe they did.
Did they win by 100
beat
or was
Eagles
it
last time
150?
They
how many did? What
I'm
was
pretty
the
sure the final
last
score
time.
They
beat
the
by a negative 20.
The last score was 48-20, so it would have been negative 28 points.
Oh, negative 28. Oh, that doesn't look so good
just
for the Cardinals this week, is it?
Setting them up, dude. Setting them up.
Although there is no comparison between the Cardinals team now versus how they played back then. They're white hot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Defense is playing much better. The offense is clicking. They got a running game with Edrin James. I'm not overly confident about the game this weekend. I think the Eagles will win, but I think it's going to be a much tougher game than people might suspect.
There certainly wasn't anybody really picking them over the Panthers, that's for sure. And I'm sure the Panthers felt pretty good going into that game last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to actually judge how good the Cardinals are because Jake DeLhomme was so horrible in that game.
He was the worst I've ever seen. I thought he was betting on the game.
It was insane. Some of the picks he threw were just horrible, horrible passes. So you turn the ball over 6 times in a game, you're just going to lose. There's no way around that. So it's,
right.
A lot of that was the Cards were playing good defense, but DeLhomme was just horrible. So I don't know. It's hard to say. But Edrin James was running the ball much better in the playoffs. Warner was looking sharp. They got Larry Fitzgerald, who I think is the best wide receiver in the game.
It's unbelievable.
It's they're for real.
Sunday at noon, the Eagles' dream comes to an end.
Well, actually, the game starts at noon, so I'm hoping the dream won't be over.
Kevin, do that. He's going to his Cardinals bar to watch.
3 hours later, I'm sure. We'll see.
Well, Andrew Siciliano called on this program. He called for did he say an Eagles Ravens? Is that what he said?
That's what he said. He said
Eagles Ravens. So we'll see if he's still believing that's the way it's going to go. We'll talk to him in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, 5:55 Friday morning. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
I forgive the rest of the staff more or less for not listening to our show. Yeah, like in the office and stuff.
But
because they're busy and things like that,
doing other stuff.
But I would think Bean at least would listen.
What? Since when?
What are you talking about?
I did 2 separate breaks on the movie Teeth when it came out. 2 separate.
I remember
reviews.
That. I remember talking about it with you.
You said this morning no one you had known had seen the film.
I didn't know you had seen it.
Well, that's what the breaks were about. I had seen the film, and I was talking about the film after I had seen it.
Then I apologize. I remember us discussing the movie. I did not recall that you had seen it.
No,
I'm sorry about that.
We did. Yeah. I talked about it.
And am I right? It was awful, right?
It's a bad movie, absolutely.
Terrible movie. Yeah. Great concept, though, but bad movie.
Yeah. But it hurts when Bean has stopped listening to me.
I apologize, Ralph. I did not recall that you had seen it. You see so few of the movies you discuss.
That's why I think they would stick out a little bit more. The ones that I do see, you think, oh, that's one of the ones he actually saw. You think that we remember that.
I accept your score, and I apologize.
Yeah. By the way, never mind. The New World, I can't talk about my favorite scene in that movie.
Oh, no,
you can't.
Yeah, because not every guy in the movie loses,
the member?
Mm-hmm. The member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an evil gynecologist who loses the better part of his hand.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time.
Wow.
She knows a lot of bad people.
Yeah, well, it's almost like an involuntary reflex with her. If she's attacked physically, if someone tries to rape her or someone becomes sexually aggressive, she just bears down and it just,
Oh, dear.
Every woman's dream.
Now you guys are thinking, well, I guess I have to see it.
Let's talk showbiz, shall we? Congratulations to the host of Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls. He and his wife have a third child now, a baby boy. His name? Huckleberry.
Shut your mouth.
Huckleberry. Actually, maybe it. I don't know.
Grylls?
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl now because the full name is Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls.
Wow.
Terrible name.
If it's Jocelyn, it must be a girl.
with if Huckleberry
Edward,
and it must be a boy.
Wow.
Maybe Jocelyn's a family name.
Maybe.
You know, just the name Huck, though, is kind of cool. I've never thought about it, but I'd be okay with Huck.
King of Mexico says it's a boy.
It's a boy. Yeah. Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grills.
Hmm. Huckleberry.
At least a Huck, by the way, not a good name to have in junior high school.
No. Yeah.
Anything that rhymes.
Huck, Buck,
Tuck. I didn't think of that.
I think we get the rhymes.
Okay.
No, I'm
You're
saying
right.
any of those names. Muck? Any of these names. Huck or right. a Buck or Tuck. None of those names are going to be what you want in junior high.
That's probably
he may not
point.
Be a big enough celebrity to pull off Huckleberry.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Wonder what Lance Armstrong's going to name his new baby. You know, he's going to be a new daddy. And I guess he decided to make an honest woman out of her. He is proposed to girlfriend Anna Hansen while they were at the beach in Hawaii recently. So Lance's days as a ladies' man are going to be slowed, but I'm thinking not completely.
One ball. That's what they should call it.
Well, it's amazing he's had babies with one ball.
Will he just have half a baby? How does that work?
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. If you have one ball, you have half a baby. Jeremy Piven's mercury poisoning may actually be real.
They're playing the Roxy tomorrow night.
Jeremy Piven's mercury poisoning?
Yeah, you got to go see him.
He was on Good Morning America talking to Diane Sawyer and said, although no one seems to believe him, he was indeed poisoned with mercury. And it wasn't because he'd eaten fish that week or something. Apparently, for 20 years, his only source of protein was seafood.
Who's Jeremy Piven?
We don't know.
He's an actor on Entourage. He, for 20 years, that's all he ate for protein was fish. He was on a health kick.
Right.
And so they say the mass accumulation of eating tainted fish for 20 years was responsible for the poisoning.
I was as doubtful as anyone over his story. And when we mentioned it on the air last week, Ralph, we got several emails from people who know folks who have had this happen to for the exact same reason. People who are just way into fish as a primary staple of their diet. Apparently it does build up after long enough, I guess.
So there you go. Harvey Levin. You better apologize, Harvey Levin. See how you are, Harvey Levin?
Let's just wait. Let's just wait on that one and see what turns out to be true.
Oh, now you don't believe Piven.
Nah.
I think we know all we're going to know.
Although, for folks who didn't follow the story, Ralph brought up an excellent point a few days ago, which is 20 years he's been eating nothing but fish, but all of a sudden, the week he's getting the worst reviews of his professional life on stage on Broadway is when he decides that he's now sick and can't work. That's an important part of the story, I think.
Could happen, man.
I think the more important part of the story is there's 9 million other more believable illnesses you could have said you had if you wanted to bow out of a project.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah.
You could have migraines, for Christ's sake. You could have the bird flu. There's a lot of things people would believe before they believed mercury poisoning. If he picked that one as a lie, that's just a bad choice on his part. And I think he's smarter than that. So I tend to believe him. I think it's so ridiculous it has to be true.
All right.
And good news for comic book geeks everywhere. Warner Brothers and Fox have finally settled their very public legal battle over The Watchmen.
Oh, that's good news.
The superhero movie will open on March 6th as planned, now that the two studios have come to terms. For those of you who don't know the story, Fox apparently was developing Watchmen as a movie years ago, and then Warner Brothers picked up the project and started developing it, but it turns out that Fox had never really relinquished their rights to make a filmed version of Watchmen.
Ah.
So they came at them and said, you don't have the legal right to make this. We're going to keep you from making it. We're going to put a cease and desist order. And the deal shakes down like this. They're going to get between $5 million up front, Fox will, as reimbursement for the money they spent in developing the film. Also, the legal costs incurred during the case.
Right.
And then they also get a back-end gross participation deal, which means they will get a percentage of the gross net, not the gross that the movie makes in terms of the box office revenue.
Right.
So between 5% and 8% of the film's worldwide revenues will go to 20th Century Fox.
Wow.
That's a ton of money. Have you guys seen the trailer for it yet?
Yeah.
Like 100 times.
It looks amazing.
It's terrific. Have you read it? Anybody read Watchmen?
I'm reading.
You're currently reading?
I got it for Kevin for Christmas, Ralph, because I enjoyed it on your recommendation sometime, and he's actually started it, if you can believe it. Kevin never finishes a book, but he'll see the first half.
He's got until March 6th. You got a couple more months.
Finish a book?
It's a big comic book. A
lot of pictures, I know. That's true.
Come on.
If I can read any book, it's one with pictures.
Yeah, I would think. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Oh, Dr. Laura.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She's her parents' mommy.
That's right.
Her baby's sister or whatever she says on that show. She's 62. Despite what Bean said, director John Carpenter celebrates his birthday today.
What?
Not yesterday, like he tried to force down my throat.
So. Or yesterday and not today. How do we know, man?
Because we looked it up several times. And John Carpenter, 61 today. Singer Sade. Remember Sade?
Yeah. Sure. Oh.
You're a smooth operator.
That's the only song I know by her.
Yeah, me too.
She was hot.
50 today. Singer Jill Sobule. She kissed a girl before Katy Perry kissed a girl.
That's true.
She's 44. Boxer Roy Jones Jr. is 40 years old today. Kate Moss turns 35. And Nick Valencia of the Strokes is 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Andrew Siciliano talks NFL football later on. It's Friday. That means Ralph's got the movie beat and a guy who wants to meet Lisa May coming up in about 30 minutes. He's got his own website in Louisville trying to hook up with the ladies. We'll find out how that's going in just a few. Was it one of the most amazing things you've ever seen in your entire life yesterday in the Hudson?
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
The guy, the pilot, how do you... I know that they train for stuff like this. I know that they have simulation. I know that everyone who's flying a plane out there, particularly working for the airlines, I know that they put them through training. In the event that you lose both engines, here's how you handle it. This guy managed to land his plane full of passengers, full of fuel, moments after taking off in the Hudson. On the water, he managed to land the plane and do it at the right speed and the right angle so that the plane did not break up and every single person on the plane was able to get out safely.
Yeah,
it's one of the most incredible things I ever heard. Here's a clip of the news from that yesterday.
For passengers, it is a night of relief and thanks.
I am terrific. This is the best day ever.
All 155 passengers and crew members aboard the U.S. Air jetliner escaped with their lives.
We've had a miracle on 34th Street. I believe now we've had a miracle in the Hudson.
The miracle of rescuing passengers and the bold move by the pilot of ditching the crippled plane into the river.
And he was coming down faster and faster, and you're like, I hope he does the right thing. And he did. The pilot gets all the credit. He did the right thing.
The harrowing forced landing began just moments after takeoff.
What? How do you know what the right thing is at that moment?
Well, I mean, I think that's when your training kicks in, your experience. I mean, this guy's been flying a plane for a long time, and he knew, all right, I have no engines. And I don't know if they mentioned this in the clip or not, but they think at this point that he flew through a flock of geese, and it knocked out both of his engines. And it's weird. I was talking to a pilot friend of mine yesterday, and I said, there's so many birds in the sky,
yeah,
and they still haven't been able to invent an engine that can survive a bird flying directly into it. Why doesn't this happen all the time? And his answer was, it does happen all the time, but it's only one engine at a time, and you can still fly with one engine down. So it happens all the time that birds fly into an engine and the plane has to turn around and land somewhere. It almost never happens that you lose both engines at the same time for that reason, and that's why this one was such a desperate situation.
But they can't just put, like, a screen over it to block stuff
out? I know.
That's what I don't get, too.
It doesn't seem that hard, but...
There must be reasons that they would have,
so this pilot has just took off, and a bird went into each engine, and both of the engines stopped. So now he's got nothing.
Yeah.
And
he's in New York freaking city, too, by the way, where it's pretty easy to fly into tall things. I mean, at one point in landing on the Hudson, he got 900 feet from the George Washington Bridge.
Wow.
I mean, that's a little closer than maybe you want a jetliner.
Pilot Chesley Sullenberger called air traffic controllers with reports the plane had incurred a double bird strike and both engines were knocked out.
By the way, I used to get a double bird strike when I was in the bowling league. Oh, you don't have no idea how satisfying that is.
Passengers also spotted trouble.
The left engine just blew. Fire, flames coming out of it, and I was looking right at it because I was sitting right there. And it just started smelling a lot like gasoline.
New York police and fire boats, along with commuter ferries, helped rush to the aid of passengers, many clinging to the plane's wings just above the frigid water.
They had a lot of things going in their favor, as bad as the situation was, in that they were able to land in the Hudson and not in the ocean, where you got to deal with waves, which makes it a lot more difficult.
Right.
And they landed in a body of water that had dozens of big boats that could immediately go over to where the plane was and start pulling people out of the water. So it's, I mean, especially since the water was 32 degrees, the air temperature was 18 degrees. You don't last very long in water like that.
Right.
So if you don't have those nearby boats, then you're really risking exposure and any number of other things that could happen. So they definitely did have some breaks too.
We would like to talk to you if you thought your plane was going down. You were on an airplane and you were really convinced that your plane was going down because it's really hard to believe. This part of the story is hard to believe, but every single person of those 155 passengers was completely calm.
Wow.
Under control, understood what was going on, orderly exit to the plane, And really, if there's no panic, what's the point of getting in an accident?
That's, I mean, I get that some would be in shock. That would be part of it. You right. would just be in shock. And but some people, that there's, it's just impossible to
that's
believe that
I'm
nobody
thinking.
Just lost their crap.
Somebody had to stand up and start yelling, "We're gonna die!" Because that's a pretty normal reaction.
Yes.
That's what happens in the movies all the time, is that people start throwing things and getting up and running and jumping and pushing and crying and screaming and all that stuff. And by all accounts, and of course, because everybody survived, there are so many eyewitness accounts of this, I haven't heard anybody say anything other than, yeah, the pilot came on and said, please prepare for impact. And everybody, you know, did the thing where they put their head between their knees and then they put on the life vest, and it was an orderly transition. Not only was it orderly getting off the plane, but they were letting women and children go into the aisle first and walk off the plane first. They weren't even going just, you know, aisle by aisle, as you would expect. They had that much presence of mind to evacuate the plane that way, which is just shocking to me.
So the plane wasn't sinking. That's how they did it.
The plane was sinking, but there was enough air in the plane to give them a few minutes to get off the plane before it started filling up with water.
Wow.
There had to be one person on there who's now super embarrassed. You know, that started crying and whimpering.
Or I don't want to go. I don't want to die. You can imagine people passing out from just it would be so overwhelming.
And there also had to have been, and I'm sure we'll get many more stories in the days and weeks to come as this is evaluated, but there have to have been somebody like, you know, like in the movie Almost Famous, where they thought they were going to die, so somebody confessed something to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I slept with your mom! You know, or something. And then, of course, everybody lives, and you're like, oh, dude, why did I say that?
I was just kidding about that mom thing.
It's unbelievable to me. And that, I mean, as amazing as it was that the pilot put the plane down the way he did, the fact that everybody got off because they were so calm is just as remarkable to me, because it would have been really easy for there to be panic and everybody trying to go to the exit at the same time, and you end up wasting valuable time, and then you start getting into water in the plane, and it was unbelievable.
I don't have a lot of confidence in my own abilities. I think if I was going down, something would happen. I think I would ask, does anyone want to have sex one last time? Or something.
You think you could make things work at that moment?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, you are just full of confidence, my man.
Come on. Twice.
Yeah. We want to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. If you were on a plane, it doesn't have to be anything nearly as dramatic as this, but it was in a situation where it crossed a lot of people's mind that maybe this was it. Maybe the plane was going down. And I want to find
it didn't have to go down, just you thought it was going to.
Right.
Yeah, you hit a particularly rough patch of air and, you know, you were braced for impact or whatever it was. Because I want to find out if this happens this way more often than I suspect it does, because I always think it's going to be like in the movies where everybody's panicking. But apparently I'm wrong about that. And why don't we start with Brent? He's in Montrose, as if that exists, on line 3. Hey, Brent, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You were in a bad plane situation, too, it sounds like.
Well, it was a nonstop flight from here to Pittsburgh, but it was a Southwest nonstop flight, so we had to stop in Chicago, but we weren't getting off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coming down. It was probably about 10 minutes before we were about to land, and a bird had hit the side of the motor and took out the left motor.
Now, did you know that had happened, or you just felt or heard something, or what?
Well, no, there was like flames and stuff shooting out of the side of the
engine.
Motor.
Yeah,
and I'm not one that likes to fly, so I was freaking.
Yes,
were
you yelling?
Like yelling and stuff?
Oh,
oh,
our
we
phones
lost
just
him.
Went dead.
Oh no, we have so many good calls on the phone.
All of them just look. There's no lights.
Oh, Dave in La Habra, Dave in Castaic, please call back. I'm sorry, our phones just blew out, so we lost your connection, but do call back. All right, we'll try to reset that and take a break. I wanted to hear more about him freaking out and what everybody else did, so maybe you can call back too if you can. 618, we'll take your calls right after this on the World Famous Kids. Friday morning, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the pilot is being called a hero, and I think rightly, because just extraordinary work to land that full U.S. Airways plane in the Hudson River yesterday, and everybody got off alive. But more remarkable to me, because the pilot's trained for that, is the passengers who didn't panic. That's what I don't understand, and that just flies in the face of everything that I expect to hear about a plane incident like that. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-106, and we want to find out if you were ever on a plane like that, did people really not panic? And let's start with Charles in Bell Gardens. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi there.
Hello.
I have one that's for the storybooks. I was going to Nassau, Bahamas, a few years back, and going out there was a really, really bad storm. And when we were going out there, our plane actually got hit by lightning.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was what had happened was that it hit, we we had dropped a couple, I don't know how many feet that we dropped, but you could feel the plane actually drop.
Right.
And then the cabin's lights went completely out.
Okay, now at that point, did someone freak out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. About 10 rows back, an older lady, probably, I would say in her, about her mid-60s. At first, the whole plane was quiet. This lady started freaking, and everyone started panicking.
What was she doing when she was freaking? Was she yelling? Was she crying?
You could hear she was in that point where she was about to cry, and at the same time yelling, where she was saying, "Oh my God, you know, I got to get off the plane."
Yeah.
And then you could hear the stewardess in the back saying, "Hey, you need to calm down.
I got to get off the plane."
Yeah, good luck with that.
There you go. There's the door. Take a walk.
It was real bad. Yeah, but luckily, we landed safely, and everything was cool. I was right next to a retired pilot, luckily.
Oh, nice.
And I asked him, I go, are we going to be okay? And he said, you know, this doesn't happen all the time, but it does, in fact, happen. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And everything was cool.
I heard, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I heard a lot of experts yesterday, a lot of pilots, a lot of people in the aviation who say that you can't believe how much training they have for all of this stuff. So it is something that you have experienced before. Of course, it's it's different to remember it and put it into effect in real life circumstance, but they test you for everything. Every possible conceivable thing that can go wrong when you're flying a plane, at least you've experienced it in the simulator and you have something to rely on.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff in Irvine. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
So, party people.
Plane? You thought the plane was going down?
Oh, yeah. We, about 5-10 years ago, flying in New York, and I don't remember if it was LaGuardia or JFK, but first attempt on the landing, we came down going through the clouds, and you could just feel the plane wasn't going to stop once we hit the runway. It was either iced over or whatever. The pilot was throwing on the reverse boosters to try and help us stop.
Right.
And there was none of that. So you can hear the plane all of a sudden take off again.
Oh, so he sped up and then took off again.
Yeah. At that point, the entire plane became quiet.
Yeah.
And everyone started holding hands. It was just, you can hear a pin drop. So we circled a couple times.
Now, wait a minute, though. No one freaked out.
At that point, no. It was pretty good. I don't know.
Now, Lisa suggested earlier that maybe a lot of people are in shock in a situation like that. Is that what you think?
Definitely. There was some small conversation going through it on the first landing, and then that came to a complete stop. And then we started circling again and approaching the second landing attempt. We finally touched down, and same thing, the pilot put on reverse boosters, and we did kind of come to a stop. And as soon as we came to a stop, the entire cabin just erupted with applause and cheers. And
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, and all that, whatever.
I'm sure.
I'm going to stop gambling. I'm going to stop drinking. Those promises I made are true.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call. We appreciate that.
Isn't that interesting? People just sat quietly and held hands. Not at all what they do in the movies.
Movies, in most cases, are fiction.
No.
Right, but they base them on real behavior of the time in situations like that.
Maybe it takes one person to trigger.
It sounded like it because that first guy said one person went crazy, then everybody
and
started.
And then everyone, yeah.
All right, let's take one more. Let's try Dave in Castaic. He's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about panicking or not panicking under pressure. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. You were on a plane like we're describing, huh?
Yeah, I was on my way to Florida with my family.
Florida?
I was on a family vacation anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably about 6 or 7, so I wasn't really too remembering about it. But all I remember is, like, the whole cabin started to shake and, like, all the lights went off.
Excellent.
And then the max fell down.
The oxygen masks, yeah.
Yeah. And all I hear is start screaming. You feel the plane start dropping semi because, I don't know, the pilot must have, like, lost control of the plane or something, but caught it quick enough. But anyways, yeah, the whole cabin started with shaking and then starts dropping, and I'm just, like, freaking out. I see everybody else is screaming, and I was like, oh.
Really? So this was just the opposite of the everybody was calm because they were in shock. This was everybody freaked?
Yeah, everybody's actually really scared.
Nice.
Were they yelling or crying or running around, or what were they doing?
It was like more screaming.
Running around.
It was really loud. I think that's what scared me the most. But, I mean, yeah, now I can't even get onto an airplane without my parachute.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I skydive. But,
yeah. Okay, but if a plane goes down,
I'll be safe.
How are you going to parachute? How are you
going to
get out? How do you get out of the plane?
All any means necessary, man. If it breaks, I'll jump out.
Now, wait. It's one thing to say I skydive, but you don't take a parachute onto a commercial airliner when you fly, do you?
Yeah.
You pack in your carry-on?
Yeah.
There's no way they allow that, because they would think have the parachute for nefarious reasons, I would imagine.
But they know your own safety limits. I mean, if they check your stuff, they should be fine with it. They've done it plenty of times.
So you pack a parachute every time you fly.
And then just before the plane hits the ground, he jumps and pulls the cord.
Well, that gives him plenty of time to float to Earth.
that way, you know what?
He's gone.
Okay.
All right. He just jumped off the call.
That's awesome. A guy with a parachute. Everybody else is freaking out. He's like, I got a parachute. What do you people think about that?
I'm ready.
We had a guy that sent us a link, and this is a person that we're going to talk to in a second, and it's called Louisville Free Face. That almost tells you everything you need to know. George has offered up his face for free to you ladies.
To all of the beautiful single women in and around Louisville, this page is for you. I'm a man whose favorite thing to do is give oral sex to attractive young women. Although I've been out of practice for a while, and every woman is different, so I'm offering free oral sex to any woman who qualifies and emails and signs up.
Qualifies, emails, and signs up?
Yes, you have to be good-looking enough. I believe one of his criteria is you have to not smell. Not kidding?
Really?
Okay. Hey, George is my hero, first of all, if this works. And I think that's why we need to talk to him, because this could be the future. I mean, look, just advertise. If that's what you got going on, advertise, and good luck to you. That's what I say. I got no problem with this.
George Kistner, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, George.
George, hello. How's it going since you put up LouisvilleFreeFace.com?
Well, it used to not get that many hits, and somewhere around the end of January, I started getting like 5,400 hits a day. And
right, but not hits. How many responses do you get that you follow through on?
Well, I've currently met with and done services for one woman.
One.
And
out of 5,400. I'm sorry,
What was the second half of that?
I'm talking to four right now, and I've gotten 13 phone numbers that I have yet to respond to.
And how long have you had it up?
I had it up for about a year, and nothing happened, really, you know, because I don't advertise anywhere.
Right.
But somehow in the past month or so, lots of people have gotten a hold of it, and I've gotten lots of responses recently.
Sorry, Bean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so clearly what happened is somebody put it into a page of FARC.com or something like that, and it got heavily distributed and then sent around. And, you know, like in our case, our listeners sent it to us. We otherwise would not have found out about it. So somehow you got the right person got a hold of it, and now you're king of the world.
It's great. I get all kinds of guys that send me stuff and say, hey, if this works, can I start one here where I'm from? And
now, you are serious about this, though.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of this stuff comes along and somebody's offering their virginity or somebody's offering whatever. A lot of times it's just somebody goofing.
Right.
Not just screwing around.
Right. It started out as a joke. Like, I was just testing to see if I was any good at HTML and website design.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then one of my friends was like, dude, if you made that look legitimate, that might be something might happen, you know? And I was like, well, why not? It's worth a try.
So the full name is Leslie George Kistner III. What I go by is George Vampire Lord or God.
Yeah.
People call you Vampire Lord?
Yeah, they used to a lot when I was, I was locked up at one time. And that was my main nickname the whole time I was locked up.
And by locked up, you mean jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm in jail, that's the kind of nickname I want, by the way. I want to be known as Vampire Lord. That keeps everybody away from you, right, Jordan?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
How many people call you God?
Just a few now. It used to be a big nickname. Like, it used to be my nickname around the entire crowd I hung out with.
Why?
In high school.
Why?
I was the smartest individual in the group. And at some point in time, I just became, like, I just started saying, I am God, you know, whenever something happened and I was right. And it just...
Oh, wow. Hey, look, there are some people who would mock you for saying that, George, but I'm here to tell you that you put up a website that has actually turned into free oral sex for you. You may just be God. I mean, I'm pretty impressed. And why wouldn't something like this work? I mean, there are lots of people out there, millions of people on the internet. Why wouldn't there be some woman out there who would say, hey, I enjoy that too. What's the downside of hooking up with this dude?
Well, I think it depends on his standards, to be honest with you.
His nickname is Vampire Lord Bean. That might be a negative to somebody.
So is there any kind of a profile, George, you can give us on the kind of women that that you're in contact with now that seem like they might be interested in your service? Is there anything that similar about them all?
The ones that are actually signing up right now are more the ones that look like they'd be preppy type people. Like,
oh,
they want to keep it a secret. And yeah, it totally, I thought I would get mainly the gothic type vampires.
Sure.
Women, based on your photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are they? Are you talking maybe like to some married ladies who are looking for a little fun on the side? Has that happened?
One person said that they want to keep it secret. One person said that they want to. Their husband's cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
So it's totally a large variance of different individuals signing up. Yeah.
Now you said you're getting lots of emails. Tell us about the responses. There have to be some that aren't so pleased with you.
Oh, yes. There's quite a few that are like, you're a freak, you're messed up, I don't see how anyone would ever sign up for something like this.
Well, you are on, you know, there's a picture of you on the front page of the site, you know, in a vampire cape and with makeup on.
That's
a little nutty.
Yeah.
What I love, though, is that there are guys listening to this show right now who really work hard to be attractive to the ladies. They're doing everything they can, and they're polite, and they're respectful, and they're playing the game, and they're going on the dates, and they're getting nowhere. They're going home frustrated every night. My man George here, Lord Vampire, is putting up a web page. He's got women contacting him looking for sex. I mean, America's a great country.
Yes, it is.
At one time, you were a dedicated Wiccan priest, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. One of your collections is swords and medieval weaponry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
You're
seems
a different kind of guy. So
he's different.
Why do you ask women about their religion and what was the other thing? And you said it was just for statistical purposes.
Oh, race.
Their race, their religion. What's that about?
To see, I'm just curious as to, you know, because some people they're like, oh, I'm Christian, I'm Catholic. And then they totally do all kinds of stuff that's not, it's kind of like a test.
Catholics and Christians aren't allowed to do this?
No, I mean.
Not with a Wiccan.
The ones I know do it.
Not with Lord Vampire.
There's quite a few religions that teach against sodomy and sexual practices outside of either marriage or attempted childbirth.
Hey, Lord, you say at one point in your website that the woman must be very smart. You are very interested in intelligence.
But
that's
you're
important.
Way south of smart.
It doesn't say the women have to be smart.
Oh, I thought it did.
No.
Oh, all right. You know what it was?
Good.
I think that was your MySpace page. I'm not sure where I read it, but it was.
I think that was my MySpace page.
Yeah.
If I was actually trying to have a relationship
I see.
With somebody.
You value intelligence.
That's right.
Would you have a relationship with a woman you met this way?
I'm not sure. I don't think so seriously. Hmm. But you never know. Stuff might happen.
When was the last time you had a girlfriend, if ever?
No, it's been a few years. I have a regular relationship with a woman I talk to now, but we're not really dating. It's more like friends with benefits.
Right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But how long has it been since you've had a girlfriend, if ever?
Girlfriend would have been before prison, so 2002.
2002, okay. I sense some mocking in Kevin's tone, and I'm down with George. I think George is doing a good thing.
Yeah, I know
man.
You do, because you like to sit in the confines of your house and try to live your life that way. Yeah. And that's
what I'm saying is the guy has had, he's got, you know, he's had some trouble. He's been to prison. Now he's getting out, and he's doing something that's legal and legitimate. That's working for him. He's having fun. They're having fun. I got no problem with this.
Well,
I don't see
we
what
don't
the downside
know
is.
If they're having
right.
fun.
Right. Hey, there's only been one so far. By
yeah.
the way. Hey, Lord, what were you in prison for?
Complicity or armed robbery.
Ooh. Complicity. That's so you stood by and went, "Yeah, get some."
Well, if if the ladies listening have a trip to Kentucky planned or they want to make one, LouisvilleFreeFace.com. Too late. I think I got it out. Is the website. And George looks like a young Kid Rock if you're trying to visualize what he looks like. I'd say, would you say that's fairly accurate, a young Kid Rock?
Sort of.
Yeah.
But he does have a vampire cape and makeup on the picture on his front page. And that, to me, says everything I need to know.
All right.
You know what
I
mean?
Well, George, good luck to you, man. Thank you for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, all right?
Thanks for having me.
All right.
You
bye
bet. Now.
Thank you, Lisa. 6:55 now, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
You know that girl who's going to make $3.8 million for virginity?
Yeah. Yeah, do we believe that?
Natalie Dillon's her name.
Uh-huh.
I think she's doing it with the help of the Bunny Ranch in Pahrump. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
I don't know what you're about to tell us, but I've always felt that the whole thing was just a promotion. She's just an actress to basically advertise the Bunny Ranch, is the impression I got from it.
Yeah, well, you didn't believe the guy who ate his own eyes was crazy either.
Yeah, that's true. He's not crazy. Know? That guy's just trying to get attention.
Normal.
He's just trying to pull one over on us.
That's right,
they
man.
Weren't even real eyes. They were hard-boiled eggs that he took a Sharpie to and drew pupils on. Natalie Dillon says, can I have my cameras? There we go. Natalie Dillon says that if she could choose anyone to be her first lover, you know, barring, of course, the fee she's making someone pay to have sex with her.
Right.
She would choose Kim Kardashian.
All right, now.
Well, that doesn't count as losing your virginity then to another woman.
Too.
No, I don't think it does.
I'd like to see it happen anyway.
I think she needs to do it twice. She needs to have like a male virginity and then a female virginity loss.
Maybe both at the same time.
Even better. She says the reality star is beautiful.
Yep.
And smart.
Yeah. Mm. She didn't say smart.
She did say smart.
No.
That tells you something about her.
She said, but she is straight, Natalie claims.
Okay.
But she still wants to have sex with Kim Kardashian.
Okay. But she could start with some Louisville Free Face, get warmed up.
There you go. Besides the millions of dollars she could receive from the highest bidder if this thing pans out to be real. She says she's also busy hammering out a book deal about her journey to
Vagetown. That's why I don't trust it. You know, you go, it sounds like a funny thing. How do we know she's a virgin?
Yeah.
She puts it up online. She's going to write a book. I don't know.
A lot of hot chicks don't think much of themselves, we're finding out. Megan Fox earlier this week, we found out, thinks she's ugly.
Sure.
Now, Eva Mendes thinks she's dumb. She tells Us Weekly magazine that she loves men with brains because, and I quote, I feel like I lack them. So Megan is ugly and Eva is dumb.
All right.
Okay.
Got to know your weaknesses.
Now, do we think she's really dumb or is she just saying that? Is she just one of those girls who's just trying to be self-deprecating?
She probably is joking but really thinks that. You know what I mean? Like,
think she's not that smart?
Yeah.
Why are we more likely to believe Eva Mendes than we are Megan Fox, by the way?
Because Megan Fox doesn't think she looks like Alan Alda, that's why.
Yeah, because she exaggerated so over the top.
Trying to be funny.
You know, the TV networks are starting to talk about their new shows for the fall. This is the week where they address the Critics Association, and they talk about their pilots that they've given the green light to and the new shows they're going to have on in the fall. So we know this much, that NBC has picked up The Office, 30 Rock, and Biggest Loser, so those hit shows will all be back. I mentioned that yesterday Amy Poehler's got a new series that'll be debuting on NBC in April. However, Daily Variety says the show Heroes, although will be back, is on the bubble. They're going to have one more season, but NBC's getting a little nervous about the drop-off in ratings for Heroes. And that Knight Rider and Kath and Kim may also not be back.
Kath and Kim should not be back.
Have you seen that show?
No, that's awful.
That looks terrible. It's horrible.
Wow, is it horrible. And they put it in that Thursday Night Comedy lineup, which all those other good shows makes it look even worse. But it is unwatchable.
It's unwatchable. Ralph, I know I'm going to get yelled at, but I have to ask. Any word on Friday Night Lights yet?
You know what else is weird?
That's an NBC show that's debuting tonight.
The new shows they're bringing back.
Debuting tonight on NBC. I'm just wanting to know what they're saying about it.
One of the new shows they're green-lighting for the fall is a new comic book TV show called The Human Target.
I rented that.
Whoa. Oh. Wow. Holy moly.
Starring Kim Kardashian.
Lisa May.
Hey.
No.
Gene Simmons.
A human target. Just sit still.
Human Target, well, of course, clever. Is based on the DC Comics about a security expert who goes undercover as his clients in order to protect them. So if you have an assassination attempt against you, he disguises himself as you and makes himself
cool.
the target.
Okay.
He's the human target.
I like it.
See what he is?
Sure. He's a human target.
Human target.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I get that.
Brad Pitt may be in talks to play the part of yet another movie heartthrob, Steve McQueen, in an upcoming biopic.
Oh, I could see that.
Apparently, there
were... I don't know much about him.
Steve McQueen? Huh. You don't know? Oh, you got to get yourself
Steve name,
McQueen.
I know the name, but I don't know that I ever saw any.
He was one of the biggest movie stars in the world in the 60s, yeah. and sort of known as the man's man movie star. That's why I think Brad Pitt may not be a great choice.
Because he's not manly enough?
Because Brad's pretty, but he's not a guy like Steve McQueen was. Steve McQueen was all about fast cars and chicks, and he was sort of like a quiet, strong, sullen type, but... do yourself a favor, and if you get a chance, rent a movie called Bullet, where he plays a cop.
Bullet.
And it's just a great, great film. He's done a ton of great films.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Kid. It's all about poker, Kevin. You like Cincinnati Kid?
I would like that.
He plays a... You know, remember the Paul Newman film, The Hustler, where he played sort of an upstart pool player who takes on Minnesota Fats, the greatest pool player in the world, played by Jackie Gleason? This is that kind of movie, but Steve McQueen plays a young poker player who takes on the best poker player in the world, played by Edward G. Robinson. It's a great, great poker
What
film.
Year?
Gosh, 65 maybe?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, come on.
He meant 2007. Yeah, he meant 2007, to say 2007. That's when it was made.
Okay. He just made it, and it's in 3D. And the poker player's really fat, and he drives a Segway.
Okay, then I'm in.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought you'd say. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Dr. Laura. Is there a more annoying woman on radio than Dr. Laura Schlesinger?
Yep, not that I'm aware of.
She's 62 years old today. Director John Carpenter turned 61. Sade is 50. Jill Sobule, the singer-songwriter that gave us I Kissed a Girl before Katy Perry did. She's 44 years old. Roy Jones Jr., pound for pound, in his height, I think the best boxer ever. 40 years old today.
Ever? Wow.
Not for his height, in the height of his career, I guess I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kate Moss, 35 years old today. And Nick Valenci of The Strokes is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk show.
You have to be so sad when Prop 8 got passed, Ralph, that you and Andrew Siciliano can no longer get married in the state of California. That's devastating.
We're just going to get a civil union or whatever the other option is.
You do the best you can, right?
Exactly. Work with what you got. Same,
who's wearing the pants here, by the way?
You tell us.
No, I don't want to.
I'll take them off. You wear them, baby.
Andrew Siciliano, of course, our favorite Red Zone DirecTV host. Currently, I guess, unemployed on the TV, but still doing your nationally syndicated radio show, right? You're still doing that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
He's our favorite Red Zone TV host. Isn't he the only one?
Of all of them?
I wondered if you could catch that.
Yeah.
He's the
really
one.
You're
the only one.
Yeah, so far.
So out of all of them, you're our favorite. Right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
We gave you the credit earlier this morning, Andrew, that you on the air did predict for us an Eagles, I believe it was an Eagles-Ravens Super Bowl is what you predicted. So far, that's still a possibility. How are you feeling?
It is still a possibility. I feel good. I really don't like the Ravens. Remember, I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah,
I hate the Ravens with every ounce of my fan being. So I wouldn't mind if I get it wrong.
You wouldn't mind if they didn't make it?
No.
You wouldn't mind if it was
matter of fact, I'd love it.
Pennsylvania Super Bowl?
Yeah, I would. You know why it should be a Pennsylvania Super Bowl? Because we have a president coming into the office on Tuesday who wants to spend all this money on public works, right?
Right.
If we get a Pittsburgh and Philadelphia Super Bowl, then maybe we can bring attention to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, as Ralph knows, the worst road in America that links those two cities, and then they can fix it.
Yeah. You really think that's what's going to come out of a Pennsylvania Super Bowl?
Everyone will be traveling on it, and they'll just be miserable, and they'll complain. It looks like, remember Mad Max, the movie with the... With the Mel Gibson, after the apocalypse.
That's what it looks like?
That's what it looks like.
Without gunplay until you get to downtown Philly.
That's right. Yeah. It's like a post-apocalyptic highway. It's just all in bits and pieces and jagged bits are sitting up on sides and stuff and everything. It's a mess.
What's the rivalry like on a regular season, Ralph, between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh?
We don't like each other. The two cities do not like each other. There's a cross-state rivalry. They think they're salt of the earth.
They do.
Coal miners and steel workers, and they think we're the snooty East Coast neighbor, and we think they're just a bunch of white trash idiots.
But you are snooty East Coast neighbors, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Philly, how snooty East Coast can we be?
And they are 30 seconds away from living in West Virginia, too.
That's
so
true.
Don't
that's
that.
A good point. Yeah.
Now, right before the song ended and we went on with Andrew Siciliano, you guys were starting to have a conversation about, I think, Kevin, you brought it up, that Donovan McNabb is extremely popular, very popular player, and has been for a number of years all across America, except for, in the article you read, Kevin, in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, it said Donovan McNabb,
America's sweetheart, mm-hmm. but not in Philly.
And I said, the press loves to play up that angle that Philadelphians don't like Donovan McNabb, and it's just not so.
See, I disagree. And I know you think that I'm not from there, but let me tell you, you guys, and I'm not suggesting the Eagles are going to lose here, but this is the biggest setup for a Philadelphia letdown that we have ever had. This is the fifth NFC Championship game under McNabb. First time they've gotten there with Andy Reid and McNabb as a wild card team. Right. But this is the setup for the biggest letdown in those five.
And is that what the Philadelphia fans have learned to expect?
Absolutely, because they expect the negative. Okay. It's an abusive this is a dangerous analogy, but it's an abusive relationship. The fan is the aggressor in the household. The team is the cowering child or the abusee.
Right.
And when they don't do well, the fan screams and yells and throws things and says, this is hurting me more than it hurts you.
Right.
And when they do things well, it's a pat on the back, but you are supposed to do that.
Would you say that fans in Philadelphia are all dicks?
No, I would say animals, actually.
Animals.
That's what I would shoot for. Not, of course, Ralph, although he's wearing an animal. I love the leather jacket, but but they're animals.
Let me explain to you the reality of the situation. Okay? As if you know, Ralph. As if you have any more experience about Philadelphia than Andrew does.
Philadelphia and still have reams and reams of family and friends back there.
Okay.
This is what happened. Because it was so publicly documented when Donovan McNabb was booed on draft day because there were a bunch of a vocal minority of Philadelphia fans who traveled to the draft who wanted Ricky Williams drafted that year.
Really? It goes all the way back to that?
All the way back to Ricky Williams.
It goes back to
Ricky
Williams. We see where that would have worked out.
Yeah. Wow.
Which it was would have been a huge error if they had actually done that. But that was such a well-documented moment that's the one they play. Every time they talk about this story, it goes on and on and on and on.
So they have to go all the way back to that.
Well, that's the catalyst for it, okay? Now, the thing is, Philadelphia Eagle fans have been long-suffering, and Doug Peterson
but
was our cornerback.
But everyone suffers.
I know.
Don't tell that to a Cleveland fan.
But let me tell you something. But then, once Donovan started playing well, the fans got very excited.
Right.
And they go to four NFC Championship games, and they get to a Super Bowl, but they never get that crowning achievement.
Right.
So now they are spoiled because the team has been so good for so long, but have never brought home the championship.
Okay.
So they get frustrated by getting so close so many times, and they start pointing fingers, and the ignorant fans, the vocal ignorant fans,
the majority of them,
are quick to point at Donovan McNabb as the reason they haven't gotten over that last hurdle. It's either Andy Reid, the coach, or Donovan McNabb, the quarterback. Those are the people that they blame.
I'm not a big Eagles fan, as you know, but he seems to be the reason they get to where they
exactly.
go.
That's what
Isn't
the
he?
More educated
exactly.
Philadelphia fans believe, and we know that Donovan McNabb is the greatest player ever to put on an Eagles jersey.
Here's why they're set up for the letdown. They were 5-5-1 through 11 games.
Yeah,
this team was going straight down
right.
the dumpster. Then all of a sudden they rallied back. This is an extra Christmas present, right? Christmas has been extended a month. But they're so jacked up. They're so jacked up that when they lose this game, it's going to be, are you telling me you lost in Phoenix to who?
Yeah.
And they're going to dump them out the door. Like, all this goodwill that they've given McNabb and Reid the last month, if they don't win, forget about it. It's all gone.
It sounds like you're expecting riots in the streets and cars on fire Sunday night downtown Philadelphia.
Oh, it's not Detroit. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think so. but I think the Cardinals as the home team have a really, 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 really good shot. But they're treating it like they're a small town and this is the biggest thing to ever come to town. Like, they have collective soul.
It is football-wise.
Collective soul playing at halftime.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, no.
Act like you've been there even though you haven't.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, we're going to have to take a break, but let me have your prediction on this game before we take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about Baltimore-Pittsburgh. What do you think will the outcome be Sunday between Philadelphia? Ralph's Philadelphia Eagles and Kevin's Arizona Cardinals.
Philadelphia.
Arizona by 34.
Is that what you're predicting?
I'll take that action, by the way.
If you'll lay 34, I'll
take the Eagles.
Because when they get to Tampa, the letdown will be even greater.
Yeah, well,
how dare you.
So it's all just a big setup for you.
All of
now,
you.
Now, one of these times, it's got to stick. That's how I look at it. You sure think, law of averages.
But if you had to guess a team, one or the other, you would pick Philly.
I would take Philadelphia. They're a better team. But Arizona's at home, so good. It's going to be a tight game.
Good. Arizona's guaranteed that.
Exactly.
Andrew's picking Philly.
Sure. I'm good.
But he picked Philly last week, though.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come right back on.
Oh, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 725.
Aren't you embarrassed in front of a real radio professional the way you run your show?
No,
and you can't even put your headphones on.
I'm not trying to convince anybody that I'm good, but I couldn't get my headphones on there.
No, you could not.
I was fighting with them, and it was ugly.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano is in studio right now. We're talking about NFL playoff football this weekend. We pretty much covered the Philadelphia-Arizona game. Now let's move on to the AFC and talk about Steelers-Baltimore. Baltimore, the team you hate.
First of all, just before you go there, the Philadelphia-Arizona game is on at noon on Fox. Mm-hmm.
What's the spread on that game? Four and a half?
Yeah, the spread on that game right now is four.
Four, okay.
Okay.
Although you could move it. Yeah. You know, big shooter.
I could,
yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
The money I lay down, you kidding me?
And then the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game that B was talking about is at 3:30, I believe, on Channel 2, CBS.
That is a CBS game, and the Steelers are a six-point favorite, and this could be, I don't like to blow things out of proportion, this might be the most violent playoff game you've ever seen.
Really? You were saying that about Tennessee, and it was a battle last weekend.
Ratcheted up another five notches.
They hate each other this much?
Despise each other to the point where they talk about bounties, which is illegal. You know, the league comes down on them when they talk about it, but they talk about bounties openly in the media going for other guys. Like Ray Lewis when they played the first time this year. Ray Lewis, it wasn't a dirty hit. He hit Rashard Mendenhall, the rookie running back for the Steelers, so hard, cleanly, just hit him,
right,
that bones broke in his body and he's out for the year.
Oh.
His shoulder blade broke in half.
Oh.
Gone. One hit tackled him. Gone. That's how violent this game will be.
Pittsburgh's got a hard-hitting D, too. I mean,
it's the number two defenses in the NFL, one against two.
Did you see Ray Lewis knock that guy's helmet off?
What, in Atlanta that night?
Yeah. No, last week in the game.
Yes.
Just knocked his helmet right off his head. It was unbelievable how hard that guy hits.
Tennessee.
But bounties are like rewards for hurting people, right?
Exactly, which are illegal in the NFL, and they say that you can't do it. But Terrell Suggs, who may not play now, Terrell Suggs of the Ravens has such a bad shoulder, he conceded last night that there's an excellent chance he may not play this game.
T-Sizzle?
Yeah.
T-Sizzle? What?
It's his nickname on the team. Terrell Suggs. T-Sizzle, they call him.
They hit guys so hard last week at Tennessee that there were four fumbles, not from strips, not from hatchet jobs where you come over the top and try to take the ball away, but they just hit you and
just
you drop the ball.
Hit it. Yeah.
Because your arms just fall. Because your nervous system collapses. It's true. And your arms just go to your side and the ball just comes loose.
Is it going
to
be a defensive battle like the one was last week where it's 10-7 or whatever?
Something like that. The top two defenses in the NFL. Number one, number two. Pittsburgh's number one. Baltimore's number two. It's in Pittsburgh. I have to give the home edge to the Steelers like we did with the Cardinals there a little bit, although I think the Eagles are going to win. But this game...
Well, then you didn't give the edge to the Cardinals.
This could be a 9-7 game.
Oh, dear God.
This could be a 6-3 game, and nobody would be surprised. You have a rookie quarterback who everyone praises, and Joe Flacco's done an amazing job for the Ravens, even though he has only one eyebrow.
Doesn't he just pretty much hand off the ball, though? He rarely throws
it. He does.
He makes two or three big passes a game. That's what he does.
And he'll go like 6 of 22.
Right.
But he'll get praised universally because two of those six went for 50 yards and touchdowns. To his credit, I'm not ripping him. But if the Steelers and Dick LeBeau take away, we got a little technical here, take away the Ravens running game, then Flacco's got to make plays downfield. Then Lamar Woodley, James Harrison, they're coming after him. I think this is finally the game where Joe Flacco gets knocked down a couple of pegs. But the guy's had an amazing season. He has that defense behind him. He doesn't have to dazzle people. But
he's a
rookie. He's a rookie who lost his job in college, who transferred to Delaware.
So we could start, right?
So we could start.
Wow.
And then got into the first round. They gave him the job, and boom, they're in the AFC Championship.
And now he's one game away from being in the Super Bowl.
One game away from the Super Bowl with a rookie head coach.
And for Pittsburgh, Willie Parker, their running back, playing much better than he has all season because he's healthy now. And their running game's looking much better.
Willie Parker killed the Chargers last week. He had a .146. He had two touchdowns. That's his best postseason game in five career playoff games.
Lisa, .146. 146 yards.
100. I'm sorry.
I had no idea.
You have to translate to Lisa sometimes.
Sports talk. Wanted to know his weight.
Nope. I'm talking in fantasy jargon.
146 yards.
Yes. 146 yards. He's also good at football, and they'll be at home, and the terrible towels will be waving, and yeah, I'm not a Steeler fan.
Is the weather going to be bogus like it usually is back east?
It's going to be cold. I have not seen a forecast, though, for snow.
I hope it snows again like last week. That was awesome.
Snow in HD is beautiful.
We talked about the fans in Philly versus Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger has had a little bit of a love-hate relationship among his fans as well. Where are they with him right now? Are they down with him now?
Oh, they love him. They love him now. Flat out love him. Once the motorcycle thing, and for those who don't know, he had a motorcycle accident a couple of years ago, wasn't wearing a helmet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He's just like had his brain scatter all over the all over the road in Pittsburgh. Once he got over that, they love the guy. They love him.
That's
and they'll
McNabb
be loving him, waving the towels, going nuts.
That's what McNabb should get. Motorcycle accident without a helmet.
So if you're going to Vegas this weekend, Andrew Siciliano is predicting an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. That's the way it's shaken down for you.
The NFL can't.
He's got paper right there in his hand, so that's got to be legitimate.
I don't bet.
The NFL can't be happy with that, all Pennsylvania. But I don't. Looking at all these four teams, it doesn't seem like it's an ideal Super Bowl with any. I mean, probably the Eagles are the highest
profile team. You mean?
Profile scoring, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, yes, but the Steelers are, in terms of national presence, it all goes back to the 70s. You know how there are all these Cowboy fans out there. You have no idea why they're Cowboy fans. They're pathetic bandwagon jumpers.
Mike,
example. Steelers, same way. They were on TV in the 70s every week. They won every week. And you have Steeler fans all over America. Couldn't find Pittsburgh on a map. Heck, people in Pittsburgh couldn't find it
My
on a map.
My wife is one of those, by the way.
What?
Who doesn't even like football, watch football, care about football. The only team she knows and roots for is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's
I have no idea.
Mean Joe Green gave some kid his jersey once.
And that kid was Mrs. Bean.
That's right.
And when the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago against the Steelers, it was so infuriating to me how she was all Pittsburgh all the time, that whole time.
Wouldn't there be a fairy tale attraction, though, to the Cardinals and Kurt Warner and things like that?
Except there are no Cardinal fans. Outside of Phoenix, there are no Cardinal fans, period. Like, I was at a bar in Santa Monica watching the Cardinal-Falcon game a couple of weeks ago, and there are these Cardinal fans jumping up and down and going nuts. I had never seen one in the wild. I had never seen one outside of Phoenix.
They usually don't let them out.
If you go to that building on Sunday, I guarantee you there isn't a jersey in that building being worn by Cardinal fans who are doing a nice job to support their team, not ripping them. There isn't a jersey in that building that's older than 2 years.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no Roy Green, Terry Metcalf. Maybe there's a Jake Plummer, or maybe what's his name from Show Me the Money. What was that kid?
Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell jersey.
Yeah.
Cuba
Gooding Jr.
Philadelphia-Pittsburgh Super Bowl in terms of fans traveling and the way the NFL could promote it would be
by far their best option
out of this
weekend. And plus, they're old school teams, too. They're original teams from the 30s and
exactly.
stuff.
So. And you have stupid mayoral bets and
what about
like
the mayor of Pittsburgh, by the way? Did you hear about this guy?
No,
his name is Ravenswill or something?
Ravenstahl.
Uh-oh.
Right.
That's it.
And he's changing his name legally this week to Steelerstahl.
Wow, is that gay?
Yeah.
Hey, he's a politician. He wants to get votes next time.
And then can he change it back?
Can we ask those who vote to vote any and everyone out of office that makes a lame bet with another mayor or governor?
This happens.
You
want to
talk about a waste of time. Yeah.
This happens with every governor or mayor of teams that go, though.
And we cover it. Yeah. Why? Stop wasting my money.
Dude, I don't know why you cover it.
The city of Philadelphia is bankrupt, by the way. They're going under, and I guarantee you the mayor Nutter there will make some bet with cheesesteaks.
Right.
They're going to get bought up by New Jersey.
The whole state is
to be annexed.
The whole city.
Yeah. Andrew, we're out of time. As we discussed with you on the phone last week from your mommy's house, the Red Zone DirecTV channel is off for the year, but we'll be back next year. Folks should go to DirecTV.com and find out. But when can we watch you on the Fox Sports Net doing your final score? When can we see that?
You can watch the final score on FSN Sundays and Wednesdays with yours truly, wearing makeup and smiling and acting like a jackass.
Like you know what you're doing?
Yes. Well, I can fake it.
All right, noon, Channel 11, Philadelphia, Arizona, and 3:30 CBS. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, and then a two-week hiatus, and then the Super Bowl.
I hate that layoff.
I hate that
2 weeks of just nothing but hype and manufactured stories, and there's just nothing to say, and then they play the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be good. All right. Thanks for coming in, Andrew. We appreciate it. Very cool.
I've got a question for you guys. Actually, it's just for Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Why are you bad?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons. What are you referring to?
Yeah, what are you specifically referring to?
Oh, I don't know. Guys, I think that Paul Blart Mall Cop looks pretty good. I might go see that.
Can't wait. That's funny. That looks funny.
Why are you bad, Kevin?
It makes me laugh. Fat people doing physical comedy doesn't make you guys laugh.
No. Not in and of itself. It's got to be more than that.
Nope. Doesn't.
Because how many times can you see a fat guy fall down before you go, okay, I've seen that before. That's just not that funny
anymore.
I don't
know. I haven't reached that point.
You don't have that. You're like a child. Again, Daddy, again. You just want to play peekaboo, and you're surprised every time someone takes their hands off their eyes.
Fat guys falling, diving, hitting doors, all funny.
Makes I do know. Okay, it was funny maybe when John Candy did it.
No.
20 years ago.
Endlessly.
But don't you need to wrap something else around it now?
20 years from now, it'll still be funny. I'm not, listen to me. I don't think this is going to be a great movie.
It's not going to be a good movie.
But it's going to have funny moments, and that's all I need.
Isn't that what you told us about the Love Guru? Yeah, remember? We said, guys, we've seen the trailer for Love Guru. It looks horrible. Kevin, don't go see it. You said, I think there might be some funny moments in it. I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I was wrong. That was horrible.
What? But at least with Love Guru, you could say, well, loved Wayne's World, loved the Austin Powers movies. That Mike Myers is a funny guy. What in Kevin James' career has given you the benefit of the doubt that he's going to be funny?
See the LA Times Today movie review?
Yeah, I did see it. It's perfect.
It has a picture of Kevin James being pulled behind one of those guys in the electric wheelchairs.
Right.
And the headline is, if you laugh at this photo, the flick's for you.
Oh, perfect.
So, if you're a retard,
that makes me laugh.
Please enjoy what they're saying.
Was it the years of enjoyment you got out of King of Queens? Is that why you're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt?
I never really watched that show.
Hilarious work in Hitch.
He was good in Hitch, by the way.
Along with Will Smith.
He was good in Hitch.
What?
He was good in Hitch because it was...
Oh, I'm a fat white guy. I can't dance. Oh, look at me trying to dance with Will Smith. It was horrible.
Was it, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry? Is that what made you think that Kevin James gets a free pass for movies?
Is that when he won you over with that hilarious performance?
He kind of makes me laugh. I'm not going to say he's in my top 10 of comedians, but he has his funny moments.
You're hopeless.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
See, now I don't agree with that guy necessarily.
Hitler. I'll give you a name.
No, Hitler. Stop
funnier
it.
Than Kevin James.
All right. You must now pass the obstacle course. Survive this, and you're on the front lines of keeping New Jersey safe.
Meet Paul Blart.
Sorry about the test, Dad.
I'm going to get them next year. I am.
Here we go.
Pie. It just fills the cracks of the heart. Go away, pain.
He's always been dedicated.
Paul Blart, mall cop.
To protecting...
We got a high roller.
The West Orange Pavilion Mall.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to issue a citation.
Can you validate this?
From Columbia Pictures.
Our security's fine, but ultimately we rely on the hope that nothing ever goes down.
It's some crazy people trying to take over the mall.
Now, here's my favorite part, because this happens all the time where crazy people try to take over a mall.
I am so tired of gangs of terrorists trying to take over malls.
I can't understand why anyone would want to take over a mall.
Because, Kevin, it happens all the time.
So that looks bad. That part of it looks bad. I'm with you on that.
Screw
I'm
you.
Saying I'm with you.
Now, help is on the way.
Reports are they're inside the bank.
Until then.
Oh, God. I need you to exit the building immediately.
I took a sworn oath to protect this mall and all inside it.
Well, Sergeant, looks like you got your eyes on the inside.
There's Paul Blart.
Is he crying?
Safety never takes a holiday.
Kevin James is Paul Blart.
Mm. Ralph, safety never takes a holiday.
Mall cop.
Oh, dear God.
And then the dog is chasing him on his Segway.
Segway. Yeah, he runs over the dog in the Segway.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's that music.
They got Bon Jovi playing. It's got everything.
Guys, that's bad.
Let's talk to John in Orange right now. He's on line one. Apparently, he's got Kevin's back on this, and I can't understand how we know one guy who wants to go see this movie, much less two.
John,
You know what? My wife is totally against this movie, but you know, I think the best, funniest part of this movie is when he slides behind that little billboard
Me
in the
too.
Middle of the mall and comes short,
and he stops short. That's funny.
Bust out laughing. I'm sorry.
That kind of physical comedy, to me, it takes me a long... I could sit all day on YouTube and watch people fall and run into stuff and
when
just
it happens to real people, when it's really happening, that can be funny. But not when Kevin James is pretending.
Dude, what are you going to do?
If you want to go see the movie? Kevin, let's go see the movie.
Well, I don't see it. No, all right. Okay. Thank you, John. I don't know. It makes me laugh. What do you want me to say?
That you're bad?
I'm bad. I'm not saying this is going to be a great comedy and it's going to hold up and it's going to... But it looks funny.
But it's well, not going to be funny.
It looks funny.
I'm trying to save you from yourself here.
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
There's got to be some better way for you to spend 2 hours of your day this weekend than sitting through that.
You know how busy
I am. Rent a real comedy. Go see a real comedy.
Jason in Bellflower. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. Morning. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I think Ralph is just jealous.
Jealous
of what?
Kevin James?
Yeah, I think he's jealous because Kevin James has been in more movies than he is. And Ralph is just stuck doing little parts on TV show wearing a pink shirt.
What?
Okay. If I was going to be jealous of someone, wouldn't I be jealous of someone who makes good movies and TV shows?
Well, come on. Make a good movie and then criticize you, too.
Well, I can't say anything because I haven't made a movie?
Yeah, I don't think you have to be able to make a good movie to say it's going to be good or bad. I mean, let's face it. But this
I don't
is
think
funny.
There's anyone listening who wants to be Kevin James right now. I really don't.
Saying.
Ralph or anybody.
That's
I just
the
don't.
Least of my problems is jealousy of Kevin James.
Right, let me ask you a question, Ralph. And this is just a qualifying question that tells me whether I should pay attention to you or not. You were a thumbs up or a thumbs down on Norbit?
Norbit? Thumbs up!
Okay. Oh, F you and your bad movie tastes.
Hey!
That's horrible
okay,
movie.
You can't. Kevin James doesn't once say, hey, in this movie.
You can't possibly give me a hard time about this if you liked Norbit.
Actually, I never saw Norbit. But, hey! Come on! If Kevin James said that, then I'd be in.
Then you, just that. That's the only scene you would need?
Exactly.
Then it'd be all right? That looks funny.
Hey!
He's fat. So he gets a running start and he jumps into the door, but then he bounces off because he doesn't have enough.
Let us know how that goes, Kevin.
I will.
We got to call someone over at Carl's Jr.
Why?
Because they're killing me. They're killing me.
What's Larry. Killing you?
Larry.
You know, the woman of my dreams, the woman I'm in love with.
Is the
blonde who comes to her boyfriend's house while he's playing video games, expecting that he's going to take her to a steak dinner?
Yeah,
she shows up in that dress,
that blue dress.
Oh, killing me!
Yeah,
has been killing me now for weeks.
Yeah.
Now, last night, I see a new commercial where they show her before she leaves her house trying on different outfits. But what she's going to wear for their steak dinner. So Fantastic. She's all like in her underwear and putting different things on and everything. My head came off my shoulders, rolled across the room.
And you want us to help you find this woman? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, they're doing the right thing. I know that.
Either that, we have to talk to her and get her to do traffic for us.
Or, of course.
We got to call Carl's Jr. and tell him to stop. I can't take it anymore.
No way!
I can't take it. It's
Why
too
don't
much.
We tell call Victoria's Secrets and tell them to stop?
It's too much.
Too much. No, that's the best part.
Oh, this commercial.
So she's too hot. That's the
That's
problem.
What I'm saying. She should
can't
be
processed.
She can't be. No, you can't. It's like looking into the sun.
Sensory overload.
There's just too much coming off of her. She has to be looked at through a pinhole.
I understand.
Like when you look at the eclipse. You need special glasses. They should give me special glasses or something. That's what I'm saying. They're a danger to themselves and others. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Let's make it so. Producer Alex, see who you can find for us for Tuesday morning show.
Got to talk about her. Congratulations to Bear Grylls, host of Man vs. Wild. He and his wife, Shara, have their third child. It was just delivered to them the other day. They backed up a truck and pulled the baby off.
I thought they'd have it out in the wilderness somewhere. He would deliver.
What they should have done.
Yeah.
He was half a man.
In the Outback or something.
Wild. Have her just hold onto a tree and squat.
Oh!
Like the Indians used to back in the day. The boy's name is Huckleberry Grylls.
Nope.
Grylls. Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls.
Wow.
Terrible name.
I guess Bear was afraid he wouldn't get made fun of enough with the name Huckleberry, so he gave him a girl's middle name, too, Jocelyn.
Why would he do that?
Because he's a mean, mean man.
Because his name is Bear and he survived, so let's see what his son can do with Huck.
I guess they're all cartoon-related names. He's Yogi Bear Grylls and Huckleberry Hound Grylls and all the other kids in that family.
Any comment from his brother Boo Boo?
Hey, Boo Boo. Hey, picnic basket.
Amanda Bynes has broken up with her boyfriend, Doug Reinhardt. Doug, apparently, was on The Hills. I don't watch The Hills, so I'm not familiar with Doug. But he dated Lauren Conrad, and then he dated Stephanie Pratt.
That's right.
On The Hills.
I saw that.
But Amanda and Doug have split up. Apparently, her friends didn't trust him, according to one source. Everyone thought he was using her for her celebrity.
No.
That guy was a little oily on that show.
On The Hills?
Yeah,
How is that possible?
How can you tell one oily from another?
That's our best and our brightest on that show.
He was not a down-to-earth good guy.
Johnny Knoxville
little trouble with the Department of Homeland Security over the week. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, no, I did not.
You didn't hear about this?
Nope.
Yeah, Johnny was getting on an airplane yesterday at LAX, and as his bags was going, as his bags were going through the security screening, X-ray showed up a hand grenade inside his bag.
Did you say a hand grenade?
Hand grenade was inside his carry-on luggage.
Okay.
Now, admittedly, there was no gunpowder inside, nor was there a fuse. However, authorities were not impressed. And they detained Johnny, cited him. The L.A. Police Department were called in, and he had some splaining to do.
Is there a connection
well,
with
DJ Omar Khan?
Is there a connection there
somehow? I don't believe so. I don't think the time was now.
Oh, okay.
I think he was just trying to take a hand grenade onto a plane.
And it was a real hand grenade. Guys, as Ralph mentioned, didn't have gunpowder, and it was not a toy. It was not a replica. It was an actual real hand grenade.
It was the shell, you know, the shell yeah. that breaks up into shrapnel when the explosion goes off. But there was no powder inside, no fuse.
He must have been smart enough to go, I just want to tell you guys up front that I'm taking this. You can look at it, all that. Or
Johnny says he forgot that he had a hand grenade in his luggage.
He forgot.
You know how it is. You pack your hand grenade sometimes.
That happens
when you're
a lot.
Taking a car trip, and you forget when you go to get on the plane. That's the same bag you keep your hand grenades in.
Oh, that hand grenade! Yeah, oh, that's one. A funny story. Let me tell you.
In his defense,
that's
though,
that's kind of stupid.
A hand grenade without powder or fuse is a paperweight. That's what that is. That's all that is right there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like saying a gun without bullets. I mean, you can't. You know, it's still a dangerous, horrible weapon.
Well, there's no danger at
it's
all.
Not.
It's no,
not really.
It's not dangerous or horrible if there's
it's
no bullets.
It's exactly like a gun with no bullets. It's exactly like
yes.
It. So I'm saying, you, and I mean,
but you could
ridiculous.
Hide bullets, and then you're gonna, you can't yeah. do anything to make this hand grenade.
Right. There's no way to make it go off.
It's a dud.
Swallow a balloon.
It's a blank.
Full of hand grenade.
Swallow a balloon full of hand grenades.
Powder.
I would like to see you swallow a balloon. I'd like to see Johnny Knoxville swallow a balloon full of hand grenades.
Yes,
quite frankly.
I would too. Actually,
something he would do. And congratulations, geeks everywhere. We can breathe easily today. Watchmen will be released on March 6th as planned. Warner Brothers and 20th Century Fox have settled their very public legal battle over the rights to the movie. Warner Brothers end up losing this particular battle. Fox will get between $5 and $10 million up front to cover the reimbursement of their investment in the project before Warner Brothers stole it from them, in quotes. And also, their legal fees will be paid for. And they also get 5 to 8% of the film's worldwide gross as well. So good wow. news for Fox. They're getting a lot of the profits without having to do too much work. God bless them. But that means that their threat to keep Warners from releasing the film will not come to pass, and so we'll get to see Watchmen on March 6th, which I can't wait for. It looks
that
awesome.
That looks very cool.
A lot of good movies coming up these days. This Duplicity with Julia Roberts and Clive Owen
yeah.
oh, I don't know.
From the writer-director of Michael Clayton. Boy, it looks like a good movie, too.
That does. And Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Sure. Got that.
Hotel for Dogs today.
Hotel for Dogs. We just wait for. We'll talk about that during the movie beat next, coming up soon, about here sometime. Today's celebrity birthday is Dr. Lara from the radio. She's 62. John Carpenter, movie director, is 61. Sade, she's a smooth operator, and her birthday is today. She's 50. Jill Sobule turns 44. Roy Jones Jr., legendary boxer, is 40. Kate Moss turns 35.
Fat.
And Nick. What?
Fat.
Fat.
Kate Moss is fat?
Yeah.
And Nick Valenci of The Strokes. Is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. You know, it's a favorite Benedict Clark, by the way.
Is that right?
Oh. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Absolutely. Nick's 28 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Friday morning means Ralph's got the movie beat coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air at 323-520-1067. Please
nope.
tell me.
Nope. Nope.
What?
You said 1067. It's AFRO.
No. I apologize.
Afro.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 323-520-AFRO is the number to call for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Please tell me that someone is calling about the Hot Cheetos girls.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Close. We had a topic yesterday, I think it was, where we said you thought she was a girl.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
When I see hot she-males, I go crazy. I love hot she-males. I love oh. them so much.
Oh.
Doesn't quite have the same ring, does it?
No.
311 fan?
Whoa. Amber is the color of your colonoscopy. Whoa.
Very okay. timely.
Not every song that comes to your mind should be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tip. Here's a Kevin and Bean song.
Kevin and Bean, 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 Kevin Anderson.
Didn't you think that was going to turn a lot worse at some point? Yeah.
A lot worse.
Pam Anderson?
I'm not a great ad libber.
What?
I don't think on my feet quite like most people.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pressure's put on, sometimes I don't come through. And I was talking about how long I was a Cardinals fan, and Ralph was asking me where I watched it, and I started making up names of places, and it was just stupid. I think I said it was the Shlomo Bar or something like that, where we go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I sit next to Kevin every Sunday at the Schmelman Schmack watching the Cardinals game. Oh, man, that guy's a wild man after a couple of Schmelmatinis, a Cosmo Schmeliton, a Schmargarita. Oh, yeah, go Cardinals.
As sad as I am that we won't have President Bush to entertain us anymore after Tuesday, at least we've still got Kevin.
Yeah. And I'm the hymn of radio, so that's not good either. We were Ralph was talking to me about an Cardinals fight song as well. He wanted to know what the Cardinals fight song was.
Hey, don't worry, Kevin. I'm going to back you up. I got the Cardinals theme song. I found it right now. It goes like this. Cardinals! Go back to the Bronx! We're going to blow your mind! Go, Cardinals!
Wow.
I appreciate his enthusiasm. I don't think it's likely to catch on.
That's as good as any. Another guy that's not a huge fan of the Eagles.
Hey, Ralph, when the Eagles do die, are you going to cry? You're going to cry, baby, cry. Cry for me.
Ouch.
We, for the last 2 days, have been playing highlights of American Idol, which I'm not a fan of. I like playing the clips because they sound funny, but I'm not a fan of the show, and neither is this guy.
If I wanted to know about American Idol, I would watch American Idol. Shut the up and go back to being not funny in a different way than talking about this retarded show.
Okay, go back to being not funny in a different way.
We could do that.
We'll do.
So then, after the American Idol highlights, we interviewed Nick, the sign holder.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he upset about that was going to be in a movie? Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift on CSI. He did not think was a good fit.
So we talked to Nick. And then that dude called back.
Hey, I just called earlier to yell at you guys for the American Idol thing, and I'd like to apologize for that. Anything that keeps you from doing another retarded interview with that retarded sign holder is fine. Just talk about American Idol all day if you want.
That guy's tough to please.
So we've got his blessing. He didn't think we could get any worse, and then we did. There's something about that. We were talking about the blogs and how useless most of them are.
No!
Many of us have a page at Kira.com where we are free to post thoughts from time to time in blog form. Some listeners enjoy it. Apparently that one, not so much.
Lisa, the 210 freeway yesterday,
couple
day before,
of days ago. 2 days ago.
Had a big rig that tipped over and spilled asphalt or something.
400 gallons of liquid asphalt.
Yeah, and closed the freeway.
Completely.
Well, one of the people sitting in that traffic for a long time decided to call the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. And that's the good thing about it. 24 hours a day, whatever you're doing, when you think about something, you can call the Afro Line and leave us a message.
The 210 freeway. The 605 freeway. The truck driver that tipped his ass over. Learn how to drive. You're on the road 24 hours a day. You bitch. 2.5 hours and I haven't moved. You. And definitely you. By the way, I love you, Lisa.
Can't blame the guy.
They always try to turn it around and hit on Lisa, and it works.
You guys are great. You guys are really funny.
Okay.
You guys crack me up. Oh. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
You guys are the best talk show people on the face of this radio.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are great.
That's
you
amazing.
Guys are God's gift to radio.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys make my morning great. You guys are so funny. You're great. You guys.
All right.
No.
I sensed we were being mocked there. It's 8:23 on the Kevin and Bean Show Friday morning. Hey, Ralph's here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, kids, 5 new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. A lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Hotel for Dogs. Screw you.
Where's Psycho Mike? Get him in here so he can defend his lame-ass movie, Hotel for Dogs.
Hey, send Mike in.
He says that he is not just anticipating it is good, he has seen the film already and enjoyed it. Ralph?
That's why I have the biggest beef with him.
He's vouching for it.
Because at least Kevin is wrong-headed with his anticipation for Paul Blart Mall Cop. But he'll, after he's seen it, he'll come back and say, oh, you guys were right, I should have known better.
Well,
but
yeah,
Psycho Mike went to see this and is still talking about it.
Yeah.
Saying that it's good.
He's talked me into it. I'm going to go.
You're a fool.
Wow. I believe Mike.
All right, there he is. Step up, Mike.
Plus, I like
Hotel
dogs.
For Dogs is about...
Lisa said, plus, I love dogs.
Orphan teenagers who open up a hotel for dogs. It's an abandoned hotel, and they keep all the stray dogs in the city there.
Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Someone should do that.
Horrible concept, but so far I'm on board.
All right.
Psycho Mike, you've seen the film, right?
Yeah. Where does it go south?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a vending machine that the dogs use that have shoes in it, and when they press a button on the vending machine, the shoe drops out so they can chew on it?
Yeah, and little doggy bones and stuff like that. It's
yeah.
pretty sweet.
F you. Okay. Do they drive around in little doggy cars inside the hotel? Are there little cars for them to get in and drive around in?
There are, but there, those...
Do they drive in dog
no,
cars?
No, there aren't. There's more dog cars for them to sit in that are just fashioned as cars. They don't, like, drive around in, like... little RC doggy cars. But there is a vending machine. A kick-ass vending machine.
And what kid did you take to see this movie?
Well, I didn't really take any kid. I just went by myself for personal enjoyment.
Anyone over 8 years old who goes to see this film and enjoys it should be tranked and relocated.
That's where you're wrong. Because clearly this movie is designed for children in that it's a movie that's acceptable for kids. But it has a very adult writing. And the writing was good. The acting was excellent. Don Cheadle and Lisa Kudrow are awesome.
Look,
Don Cheadle is amazing.
Brother's got a mortgage like everyone else. I don't begrudge him taking the gig. I'm just saying, do you own any dogs, Mike?
I own a ton of dogs.
Have you ever seen your dogs have a propensity for using a vending machine?
No, no.
Have you ever been walking your dog past a Coke machine and the dog all of a sudden tries to get some water by hitting the buttons on the vending machine?
That's just like teaching a rat to push a lever to get food.
No, but Lisa, there's not a scene in the film where there's copious training of these dogs to teach them to use vending machines. They just naturally decide, oh, let's get facials and use vending machines and drive cars. F this!
Look, I don't get your point.
It is fantastic, and there's a lot of stuff that you have to, you know, suspend your
belief.
You know
what my dog needs to do? Lick himself.
That's it, right?
And poop and eat. And occasionally he'll snuggle up to me and make me feel good just by being a dog on my lap. That's all he's got.
I think what angers Ralph is that people lose track that they're animals and they start treating them like people, and then they take on people characteristics.
This is Halloween costumes for dogs on the nth level.
Listen to me. Sure, this movie obviously exploits the fact that most people will just love cute dog stuff, and dogs doing human stuff is super cute, and they exploit that to a point, but it also is a very good movie. That's all I'm saying.
But you took who to it?
I went by myself.
So what children did you take?
Well, I didn't take any kids. I went by myself.
All right, Ralph, you got to pick. Am I worse for wanting to go see Mall Cop, or is Mike worse for going by himself to Hotel for Dogs?
Yeah, this is worse. Yeah,
I'm saying I'm saying after the end of the weekend when people go and see it, you will see it's much like a lot of the movies that have come out lately that are they're made for children, but they're also good enough that adults will enjoy them too. You know,
let's judge. Here's a scene from Hotels for Dogs where a dude, the teen kid in there is talking to the teen girl in here, and there's a little bit of confusion.
Nice haircut.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I was hoping you'd notice.
Oh, I was actually talking about the Pomeranian. But yours is really nice, too.
Do you look up the front?
Oh, am I supposed to keep going?
No, okay. That's it. Yeah, yeah. See, she thought he was talking about her haircut, and it turns out it's the Pomeranian's just got a haircut, and that's what he was referring to.
That's not one of the premium clips.
No, you're right. The writing's excellent in this film. You're right. I stand corrected. I'm hoping the WGA slaps awards all over this sucker next year.
Oscar?
Go right to hell, Psycho
Oscar
Mike.
Nod.
Do not pass go.
All right. I'm sorry. Look, I liked it. I'm sorry.
My Bloody Valentine 3D opens this weekend. Here's two girls from the film. I don't need to explain much about My Bloody Valentine, right?
Yeah,
bunch of horny teenagers who are being offed by a guy with a pickaxe and a gas mask.
Right.
Oh,
that's
good
all
times.
You need to know. Yeah. It is the date movie of the season. I love how they're selling it as a date movie. What makes the best date movie? Violence. Sex. 3D blood spurting. So, guys, grab your girls and go check out My Bloody Valentine 3D. Here's two girls who hear a little something creepy in the supermarket.
Do you look up the front? Yes.
Hello, the store is closed. Hello?
There's nobody here, Sarah.
Yeah, turns out there was someone there.
Any movie where a girl will jump on your lap is good. That's a good date movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? They get scared. They get scared. They take that jump. You win.
I got a lot of jokes there I can't use. Let's move on. Notorious opens this weekend. Of course.
Not.
Sorry, every time I hear the word now, I hear the song.
Hey, Tourette's.
Can we hear your version again?
Nope. Notorious B.I.G., after all the love that's been slathered on his rival Tupac, it's time that Biggie got his due. And this is the story of Christopher Wallace, who later became better known as the Notorious B.I.G., and how he became one of the biggest and best rappers of the 1990s under the tutelage, of course, of Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Combs. Looks like a pretty good film.
Does to me, too.
Does. Angela Bassett is in the film.
She's great in anything.
Stars as Biggie's mom. And here she is in this scene talking to Jamal Woolard, who plays Biggie in the film, about Tupac's death.
I pray all this East Coast, West Coast mess is over now. I saw his mother on TV. She's a strong woman. But no parent should have to bury their child.
I just always figured we had time to straighten things out.
You don't think this had anything to do with your argument?
Nah, I don't.
Well, nobody is invincible, son.
Nobody indeed.
Yeah. The challenge, I mean, as much as Biggie is revered for being such a great musician, the challenge is he's just a dick as a person, though. He's a, you know, a woman abuser, and he's a drug dealer, and he's, you know, always cheating on his wife, right, and the whole deal. I mean, what's how do you paint part? That guy out to look like a hero, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'd say you give him a little dog who knows how to use a vending machine.
That's right.
Just come in droves.
That's right.
Just feed him treats off a tennis racket or other BS contraptions Hotel for Dogs is rocking these days.
At any point, did his mom say, nice haircut? And he said, thanks. I was hoping you'd notice.
But Biggie apparently does get on a Segway and then can't slide behind a big pillar. And the audience just roars with laughter.
I'm in.
Defiance. Daniel Craig, this looks great.
This looks great.
I hate Nazis. I'm going to go on the record and say it right now. I don't care who complains. Start calling now, people, if you have a problem with me. Just complain to our bosses, but I'm saying it right here. I do not like Nazis.
Yeah, you think you're going to get a
pretty bold, aren't I?
Yeah.
This film, Daniel Craig leads up a group of resistance fighters. True story, apparently. It's based on a true story about fighting the Nazis during World War II. And Liev Schreiber also stars in this movie. Jamie Bell. Just looks great. A bunch of Jewish brothers organized the largest armed rescue of Jews during the Holocaust in 1941. That's what Defiance is about. And here's Daniel Craig showing he's got what it takes to be their leader.
Our revenge is to live.
The poorest farm has more than us.
Quiet. What I am saying is we are not thieves or murderers. We may be hunted like animals, but we will not become animals. We have all chosen this. To live here free like human beings for as long as we can. Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
They can never take our freedom!
That looks good.
Does look good. And lastly, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Best movie of the group, would you say? Actually, Defiance looks better than that. So does Notorious.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Makes me laugh, dude. What are you going
to
do?
I'm saying, if you have to name your movie after a funny, ooh, it's a wacky job. Ooh, you got a wacky job. Ooh, I'm a hairstylist who's also a spy. I'm Zohan. Ooh, I'm Larry the Cable Guy. I'm also a health inspector.
Have you never had a run-in with a mall cop? Ever?
No.
The always funny Kevin James giving instructions to his new junior security guard. He's going to tell him how things work at the mall.
In the event that you approach an assailant, here's what I want you to do.
You're going to pull up, left hip forward, placing your right hand on your away hip thusly, giving the illusion that you have a gun, which, of course, we both know you don't, okay? But you know what we do have?
Our voices!
You remember one thing from today, it's this. The mind is the only weapon that doesn't need a holster.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
The mind is the only weapon that doesn't need a holster, Kevin.
Okay, that wasn't a premium clip.
I see how you people roll now. So, I got to say, of all the films opening this weekend, and there are a couple good ones in there, Defiance is the most attractive to me. Looks awesome.
It
looks like
it's
action-packed and also has a great storyline, too. Plus, Daniel Craig, he's dreamy. I hope he gets in his Speedo. He probably won't in this one for me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Jeff.
Jeff, the man who will not learn. That's his new media tag.
Why will you not learn?
It's Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ 106.7 KROQ with the very demonstration of the... What's the definition for insanity, Ralph? You do the same thing over and over again and expect different results?
Exactly.
That's what Jeff's all about.
Yes. Yeah. Jeff is a New Orleans Saints fan. And every year he calls and bets with Ralph...
Beginning about, of every season.
About the Eagles and who's going to go further.
Yeah. We're going to better record than you this year. Let's bet.
It's next year. I'm warming up for next year.
Where's your Rodney tattoo? You still got that?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have it lasered off, did you?
I told you guys I would keep it. It is still on
there
my
calf. Nice. That's a beautiful thing.
Will not take it off.
Wearing an Eagles jersey.
Wearing an Eagles jersey, smoking a pipe in slippers.
Okay. Pink now, slippers. Let me stop you right there. Jeff, once you lost that wager with Ralph and you had to come in and get a Rodney Bingenheimer tattoo and an Eagles jersey, didn't you then say, I shouldn't really bet stuff anymore because clearly luck's not going my way? Didn't that stop you?
No, not at all. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It's great.
Then start betting on a better team.
No,
but wait,
never.
Why is it great? I mean, you're not a fan of the Eagles, but you have a tattoo of the fan where most people, I mean, of the Eagles, where most people can see it.
You know what? It's one of those things I'll look back on when I'm 40 years old and say, hey, you know
stupid,
what?
I did a stupid bet. I was bet. So dumb.
Yeah. You know, like now, a battle wound.
This year's bet was which team would go further, and it turns out the Eagles are playing this Sunday, and the Saints are watching on TV.
Yeah, but you know what? In my defense, there's no way in hell the Eagles should be in the playoffs.
No,
you're right, but yet, they are.
There they are. God didn't have to move heaven and earth to make that happen.
Remember you guys used to do the segment, What's in Doc's Butt?
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
I think Donovan McNabb was in Doc's butt, and all of a sudden now he's out.
He
and
came
I don't
out?
Know what happened, but...
Now he can breathe.
Yeah.
He had to make room for Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Climb up there.
So this year's bet was $500 to the charity of Ralph's choice,
right.
Or Ralph would get you Weenie Roast tickets and backstage passes.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was a fair exchange.
Yeah. My wife is a huge... I mean, bar none, you guys are like her favorite thing in the morning.
Well, that shows bad taste on
no,
her part.
She actually really likes it, and I was
she's
trying
nerdy
to get
you.
Her...
That shows bad taste as well.
Absolutely. Well, you guys talked to her the last time I got the tattoo, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she loves the show and tried to get her the
passes. I bet she was really looking forward to going to that weenie roast.
She was.
Hanging backstage. I mean, that would be cool for her.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did some research on St. Jude's. And I'm actually really glad.
That's that Ralph's charity.
The charity I chose Jeff to donate to in case I did win was St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And they do an enormous amount of work in helping cure kids of cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. And they never turn anyone away. If you show up with a kid at St. Jude's, they will pay for your medical expenses, even if you can't afford to. It's a great, great organization.
Before Jeff hands over the check, though, Ralph, did you not tell us that you were legally changing your name to St. Jude's Children's Hospital?
Yes. Yeah,
who did you make the check out to?
I made the check out to, which is in my hand.
It should be to Ralph Garman.
It's stamped, addressed, and I'm going to hand it to Ralph. It is $500.
Okay.
It sure is.
A check for $500.
St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Can you make it out to cash?
Yeah, could you just endorse this on the back over to me, and I'll make sure that they get it, because I'm going to visit the kids later this weekend.
Like you do every Friday.
Yeah, I read to them. You know.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think about that?
I can piggyback rides and stuff.
What book are you reading to them now?
I think it's, what's that famous book that all the kids love?
Right.
Everybody Mein Kampf, that's it. Mein Kampf.
Yeah, Mein Kampf, yes. Yeah. Jeff, as you look back on the season that wasn't, what went wrong with your Saints?
It would take too long.
Yeah.
I had the most amazing quarterback in the league.
He was playing great. They came out of the box hot. They were first part of the season, they looked like world beaters.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But I've been a fan for umpteen years, so I'm used to it. The bags.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever asked you this, but you're not from Louisiana, right? You're not from New Orleans.
Nope.
Why the Saints?
I was a huge Steelers fan when I was little, and I kind of got into music.
Well, God forbid you bet on them to keep going.
Yeah, right.
If you're a Steelers fan when you're little, doesn't that always follow you through your whole life?
Yeah, but I started playing music. I didn't pay attention too much to sports, and I met my wife, who's a diehard Redskins fan. And she's like,
okay,
Sundays,
none of this is explaining.
Okay,
well, New
Orleans,
Jeff,
she
go
said,
ahead.
I'm sure at the end of this story, it's all going to come together.
Okay.
Right. I'm just
she said, I watch football every Sunday. You need a team. And her dad, who passed away, was a huge New Orleans fan and a Dallas fan. And I played soccer 16 years, watched Morton Anderson kick 365-yard field goals. I said, I'm going to follow these guys.
So because of the kicker?
Yep, he's an amazing kicker.
You're the only guy I've ever seen pick a team because of a kicker.
I've never heard of that.
I, I'm different.
You sure are.
Wow. All
right, wait. Did you say you picked the team because of the kicker?
Morten Andersen. Yeah. It's different, but yeah.
Now that we see your track record with picking teams and games, Jeff, please tell me you see the Cardinals winning this weekend.
Yeah, please.
No.
You,
please.
Pick the Eagles.
Back the cards.
Pick the Eagles. You have no idea how bad I want to see the Eagles lose. I have heard nothing but crap because of this bet and the tattoo. And they're like, you guys, all my guys at work, you don't learn. Nope. And I'm ready to make another bet for next year. So
wow, you don't learn.
Wow, this is great.
Wow. We'll be able to have a new wing at St. Jude with this guy. This will be awesome.
But they're going to name it after you, Ralph, not after him.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, if you're willing to keep putting your hand on the stove, man, there's nothing we can do for you, I guess.
Yeah, so plan on hearing a call from me right around August.
You got it.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you for being man enough, by the way, to come through on your bet and not trying to weasel out of it, because it's an extremely generous donation to St. Jude. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll just have to get in line with everybody else and get Winnie Rose
tickets.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Jeff, I appreciate this so much, and I'm sure the people at St. Jude's appreciate it so much. I mean, $500, that's a lot of money for you to put out.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Oh, come
don't
on.
Do
Let
it.
Him
don't
do
be
it.
Nice. Don't be nice.
Get in touch with me around Winnie Rose time, and I will hook you and your wife up for the concert. Okay?
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
I appreciate
That's
it.
Nice.
Pussy.
Besides season 3 of Friday Night Lights debuting tonight on NBC at 9, what else you got, Ralph? What else are you going to be talking about besides the best show nobody's watching?
Oh, you want Thriller?
Yeah.
Sure. Anytime.
Come on. It's so good. Ralph,
try it.
Let me start
talking about that show. I want to
try it. Try it.
Try what?
What show are you talking about?
Friday Night Lights.
Ah, got it.
Work you.
You win.
You.
Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Great news for geeks. WB and Fox have made a deal so that Watchmen will be released on March 6th as originally planned. Fox was talking about slapping an order on Warner Bros. To keep them from releasing the film because there was some question over who owned the rights to actually develop the motion picture. Fox had them first, and Warner Bros. Started without acquiring the rights from 20th Century Fox. It was a big legal brouhaha, but apparently they've put it to bed. You know how they did it? Money!
Yeah.
As money changes hands, everyone is happy. So Fox will get a big cut of the profits of Watchmen, and so March 6th. The film will be released.
Awesome.
Ralph, I'm sorry if this is a dumb question, but you are the expert of all things comic book, and
Thank
I really
you.
Don't know.
There's Thank you.
I've seen the I read the book a couple years ago. I've seen the trailer now. The movie looks awesome. There are so many superheroes in Watchmen. Have any of them been solo stars already? Have they done any movies on any of the Watchmen characters in the universe?
No.
Really? So this is all new to the big screen?
Yes. All the characters from Watchmen are unique to that property, and Alan Moore has been very protective of them, and this is the first time we'll see them on the big screen. So.
How it looks did they like come up with each greatness. And every one of them?
Well, Kevin, and interestingly enough, I do know the answer to that
question.
More geek news. Even Lisa May might like this one.
What? Wow.
You know, Battlestar Galactica is over. They have finished filming. They are starting I think tonight, actually, is the first episode of the season 4.5. Second half of season 4.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And they're selling off all the costumes and props from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
this weekend at the Pasadena Convention Center is the Battlestar Galactica auction. You can go to battlestarprops.com for the entire catalog, but they're selling over 300 pages of props and costumes from the TV series. So if you're a fan, you might want to check it out.
That's pretty cool.
Battlestar Props. Trying to give you more of a chance, but you couldn't even take advantage.
Shoot! I'm sorry, I was sleeping.
And, you know, the Super Bowl is happening in Tampa, Florida this year.
Yep. Even though they'll be all Philadelphia and Pittsburgh teams, right?
That's right. And they are starting to narrow down who will be having the commercials during the NFL broadcast, which is always a primo spot for advertisers every year. It's the one of the most watched television programs of the year, and it's very expensive to buy time during the Super Bowl. However, the NFL has decided that one potential advertiser is not welcome.
Really? They're going to turn someone away?
Yep. A company has...
Must not be on CBS.
A company has... is willing to pay the price and willing to put their commercial in the Super Bowl. However, the NFL says they are not welcome.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I just know the controversy every year with GoDaddy... Is perhaps that they're not welcome again this year?
Those are the best ones.
I doubt it. They're not sold out this year.
Al-Qaeda.
GoDaddy, I think, does have a commercial at Super Bowl this
they
year.
They do. Okay.
Al-Qaeda? Is it Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda is welcome as well. They're letting them have a commercial.
How about that?
They are not letting Ashley Madison advertise this year. For those of you who don't know, AshleyMadison.com is a website, a matchmaking service for people who are married seeking extramarital affairs. They've been told by the NFL that not only are they welcome to advertise during the Super Bowl, but they are not allowed to advertise during any NFL game ever.
Wow.
Not family-friendly, I guess.
Even regular season games, they are not welcome. So Ashley Madison was willing to put up the cash, but they have been denied.
I'd like to see the percentage of people in the NFL and the percentage of people involved in making that decision to not let them advertise who have had extramarital affairs.
All right, right. We can get, you can get Viagra, you can get boner ads and all kinds of ads, but you just can't get ads for cheating.
Boner ads?
That's too offensive. Too offensive. You know what I'd like to see them ban is those guys who pretend to talk to coaches. How about those ads? How we ban those ads for a while?
It's a good idea.
Hey, coach, we're going to have a party and the girls will be there. Should we talk about playoffs? Playoffs! Don't talk about playoffs! Playoffs!
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need those guys on my TV any longer. You know I need more of? Carl's Jr. chick who's going out for the steak dinner with her.
Yes, you do.
That's who we need.
All dressed in lines. How long till Ashley Madison realizes that we're not airing their commercials yet and puts them on K-Rock?
Oh.
Matter of days.
It's already
in the works.
It's happening.
Are you kidding?
I would like to be the spokesman for Ashley Madison. I don't think my wife would go for that too strongly, but I would like to actually do commercials for them.
We went after them, Bean.
I think they serve a useful purpose. Because, you know, you're married. You want to cheat on your spouse. Where do you go?
Where do you go? Who do you ask?
Do you want to go to those bars, you know, and hang on? There's no chance there. Ashley Madison, you know, cuts right to the chase.
Yeah, okay.
Today's celebrity birthday is Laura Schlesinger, Dr. Laura. I think she's also the spokesperson for Ashley Madison.
I'm sure she is.
She's 62 years old. Today, director John Carpenter is 61 years old. Singer Sade, she's 50. Jill Sobule turns 44. Boxer Roy Jones Jr. is 40. Kate Moss, legendary supermodel. She may be fat, but she's got great teeth.
Yes.
That's where she makes up for her.
That is true.
She is 35. And Nick Valencia of The Strokes, Dick Clark's favorite band, turns 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Is she the ugliest supermodel, Kate Moss, would you say?
Absolutely,
yes,
I would have to
say. Yeah.
I think so.
Quite a category, not a pretty girl.
She was, it was right place, right time. In like the early to mid-90s,
that look waif look was huge.
I'm living on the streets of New York City begging for dollars to get heroin was just...
Right, heroin chic, they called it. Someone who looked gaunt and pale and emaciated, and that's who was popular.
She is not hot. And she's not just ugly for a supermodel. She's a really deeply unattractive, normal-looking girl. Right?
You saw her in the street, you wouldn't look twice. You wouldn't be tempted.
You would go, she needs food. I should give her some money or something.
Food or drugs, whatever she's craving. She needs some of it.
I want to thank all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including Ralph's boyfriend, Andrew Siciliano, from the Red Zone DirecTV channel. He was in earlier today. By the way, you can see him, I think he said Wednesdays and Sundays, on the Fox Sports Net on Final Score. Also, thanks to LouisvilleFreeFace.com and George Kistner. Ladies, if you're looking for a little action, simple flight to Louisville.
What a catch, ladies.
No kidding.
This afternoon, Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde, we are going to do an instant request, which is always good.
Ooh.
And we're going to do, I think, a very special edition of Thanks for That Info, Bean.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
I would listen. Yeah. I would listen to that.
I don't believe that.
That sounds fun.
And we'll also be playing blocks of your favorite K-Rock artists, because that kicks off at noon today and all holiday weekend long. Don't go away. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock from Cat Corbett next, including the new one from Rise Against, a great song called Audience of One, also Nirvana, MGMT, Carolina Liner, and more is all straight ahead here on K-Rock.
Play it, Steve.
But first,
this song.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm having trouble following this. I smoke a lot of pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You want to get high?
No.
I think but you do, Mom.
Roll another one.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Just like the other one.
You goddamn dumb stoner.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Quick question, are there any pot smokers here today? Any pot smokers at all?
Like, I only think about smoking pot constantly.
We smoke too many pot.
Roll another one.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
Just like the other one.
I don't have another cent.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
I'm gonna smoke
pot every day.
Just pass it around.
Man, I'm so high.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
We're going to stop it. Better we stop it. It's our decision. It's a decision that we have to take. There's no reason to continue with this. Are you okay? You're with that? You agree? Yes. Is that it? Yeah? That's it? Let's finish it. That's it. Let's go.
Mind if I come in?
Not at all. Do you mind if I leave?
It has been an honor to work with you. I meant what I said when I first got up here. I wish you all the very best. I wish you and your families all the best. God bless you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde, and it is a block party weekend, which we kicked off at noon today. So that, of course, was two in a row from the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, by the way, people who think that 40 is old, next time you think of someone who's 40, wow, I hope I'm never, you know, never 40 because that's so old. Dave Grohl, 40, by the
way.
Still acts like a teenager. Unbelievable. We've got Kings of Leon coming up in the block party weekend, also Nine Inch Nails. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. And I understand, Kevin, you have an email you want to read to make a young man's dreams come true.
Dear Kevin and Bean, me and my girlfriend decided that Kat, who works here at K-Rock, of course,
Kat Corbett,
right. Really sounds like Christian Bale's Batman. So we, thought it'd be funny to see what a conversation with them would be like.
Sometimes after a late night or a long weekend, Kat comes in and the voice is a little rough. He is right about that.
So it's time for a Kevin and Bean instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
All right, this one is for Justin. First, we go to the phone, and we have K-Rock's own Kat Corbett, who comes on after the Kevin and Bean Morning Show, weekday mornings at 9. Good afternoon, Kat.
How are you guys? How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I don't think this is funny, by the way. I don't think I sound anything like Batman.
You don't?
No, this is just, you guys, you really make me crazy sometimes.
Well, maybe this is a good chance for you to listen to Batman's voice, and then maybe you'll hear.
I've heard Batman's voice, and I don't sound anything like him. This is ridiculous.
All right. Well, let's let the listeners decide because we have Christian Bale's Batman on the other line. Good morning, Dark Knight.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Oh, it's great to talk to you, and I'm glad that you're fighting crime in the city of Guadalajara.
What?
Right?
I'm glad that you're fighting crime in the city of Los Angeles.
Hey, Batman, say hi to Kat.
Hello, Kat. How are you doing? Hi, Batman. How are you? I'm great. And I don't think we sound anything alike. I agree. I don't think we sound anything alike either. Hello? I am busy fighting the Joker.
Batman, you all right?
Yes. Sorry, I had a hairball.
That was Kat, then. If it was a hairball, it must have been Kat.
No, B, that wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you. Batman. I'm so confused.
And I'm glad you probably put us on the Siobhan together so people don't think we sound alike. No, I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm guessing.
I think we've got a little bit different.
You guys don't think you sound anything alike?
No, I don't think there's any similarity between us whatsoever.
Come on, Kat.
I have to agree with her. I think we sound very different. Why are you trying to kill me?
No one's trying to kill
you. No one's trying to kill you, Batman.
Why are you trying to make fun of my voice? I don't know why they're doing this, Batman, but I'm just as upset as you are.
You all right?
If I ever have a sidekick, Kat, I'd like to have you join me. Well, that'd be great. I'd love to be your sidekick, Batman. Who can I be? You can be a Catwoman.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, but that's someone you fight against, isn't it? Well, yes, it is. Now that I think about it, you're right. So I will not have to be able to do that.
Is this Scooby-Doo on the line?
No, it's not, but Scooby-Doo is with me. If you'd like to talk to Scooby, come over here.
Wow, this is a bonus.
Yes, Batman. So, do you think we sound anything alike? No, I don't. That's what I thought. We don't sound anything alike, Scooby. No, Batman. We don't sound alike.
All right. Ralph has lost his mind. He has too many people living inside his head. Ladies and gentlemen, for Justin and Kevin to be an instant request right there. Very well done. Bye-bye.
Kings of Leon on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
I remember when we had the guys from Kings of Leon in on the Kevin and Bean Morning Show when they were in town, I don't know, a year ago, maybe more, when they were opening for U2, remember? And they parked their bus in the parking lot here at K-Rock, slept in the bus overnight. Those guys came in. They are living a rock and roll dream, those guys, Kings of Leon. Yes, they are. They're going for it. And they're a great band, too.
Let me tell you about my man Bean for a second. He has Asperger's.
No, I don't.
It sounds like A-S-S-B-U-R-G-E-R-S, but it's not. It's A-S-P, and it's a form of autism. Right. And
why do you keep propagating this
highly
myth?
Functioning.
That's not true,
it
though.
Is true.
Dr. Drew said for sure that's what you have.
Yeah. Dr. Drew is a hack. What does he know about diagnosing medical conditions?
And one of the problems that people have when they have Asperger's is they have no way of social interaction. For example, they can't tell if the person who's listening to a story that they're telling, they don't have any concept of the interest level in the person who's receiving the information. None whatsoever. So we started doing Thanks for That Info Bean, which Lisa retitled Bean Barfs His Brain. And we're gonna, and I keep track of stuff. I write it down in the studio when we're off the air playing
you
a
make
song.
Make stuff up that you then try to claim I said is what happens most of the time.
Playing commercials or whatever, I write down exactly what Bean says, then I write down whose response, anybody responded, and it's time for Thanks for That Info
Bean. Thanks for That Info Bean!
Mike, by the way, this is his latest thing because Mike is Bean Jr. Now he talks right to Mike because he knows
Mike responds.
Yes, and the rule is nobody respond to Bean when he says stuff like this, but Mike sometimes does. So Bean says, Mike, you're with me that vanilla wafers rule, right? And I look at Mike and I'm saying, thinking to myself, okay, you know the rule, don't say a word.
Yeah.
Mike says, yep, they're pretty strong.
Thank you. By the way, here's what I don't understand. Every time you bring out this tired, rickety old bit, thanks for that info, Bean, here's what I don't understand. What's wrong with making a comment that vanilla wafers are one of the greatest foods on earth? I mean, how can you be against that?
It is that, no, we're not having a conversation about the greatest foods on earth. Right. That's
and
the thing.
And if we're not, it's a conversation stopper. There's nothing to be said about
what
that.
How do you continue that conversation,
Do you want
Bean?
Me to argue?
Well, you want to start arguing about cookies? Is that what you want?
If you disagree, look, I think it's interesting what cookies people like, and if you agree that vanilla wafers are awesome,
see?
I do.
Well, no, you may.
You're wrong.
No
That's
one else
not
does.
Interesting.
No one
but
cares
if you
were to what cookies other people like.
If you were to come back at me and say, but what about double stuffed Oreos, then I would have to stop and rethink how important vanilla wafers are to
no
me.
No one
That's
would say
I'm
that
saying.
To you because we're human beings, and we live in a society, and we function with friends and family.
That's
that
info
game.
No one cares.
Okay.
No one cares.
All right.
France's first lady is on the Today Show right now.
Well, let me rush to a television.
Thought you might want to see that.
We're
She's been
at work.
Controversial.
As it turns out, in his studio doing a radio show in the morning. Can't really just flip the TV to whatever channel you happen to be watching at home.
I watch TV during the whole show every day.
That's that info game.
That's a problem.
Hey, guys. You know that song from the 1970s, Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks? And I wrote down specifically, no one said
crickets,
a word.
Crickets.
And then Bean continued, as if we did. That's still the number one selling single in the history of Canada.
Mother
Now,
but
were we
isn't
talking
that a surprise to you?
But
shut up.
That's that info, Bean.
It's not a surprise to me, because surprise would have to mean that it registers in some way on me once
the
I find out that information.
That 35 years have passed since that song was out, and no other song has outsold it in Canada is amazing to me.
Okay, Bean, here's the thing. When we do Thanks for That Info, Bean, we're not looking for more clarification. We're telling you that the original thought was not worth sharing.
Bean's an asshole.
Yeah!
Come on.
Hey, guys. And again, out of the blue, we're all reading or online or something else while the song is playing or whatever. Hey, guys, I'm having sugar puffs for breakfast. Okay, so then no one says anything. I write down nothing. And then he continues. This is around Christmas time. But I don't have milk. Is it acceptable to have it with eggnog?
God.
And then no one said anything. So the whole conversation was just Bean talking to
one man. It's a monologue. Yeah.
So in other words, I come to my friends for some help, and you guys shut me up.
That info, Bean.
Do it or don't do it. That's what it comes down to.
Just eat it or don't.
Eat eggnog with sugar puffs or don't.
We don't care.
Make a decision in your life and go about your business.
Well, we can't use
leave
that
us
language.
Out of it. How can you not use this language you're talking to him?
I think this was this week, the one that I'm just about to share with you.
Has anyone heard the new Kelly Clarkson?
So Bean says that.
So much for the Bean, huh?
And then there's a pause, and then Lisa says, in anger, Bean, why would you ask that?
Kelly Clarkson has
Info Bean.
Is a
That's
very
Info Bean.
Popular singer.
That's that Info Bean.
Don't She's got a new record. She's
don't
got a new record
more.
Out.
Don't
I thought
need more. Don't
I
more.
Had not heard.
No,
I was
less.
Wondering
need
how
less.
It was.
We need less of that conversation, than not more.
Right.
Less.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
Bean, I reject you totally.
I was just asking.
We want less of those things.
Okay, here's my favorite one. I think it was yesterday. Bean says, out of the blue, no one's talking about anything. Do I need to buy a shirt that says Illinois, birthplace of the corn dog? Right? So he says that, and then nobody answers for about 3 or 4 seconds, and then Bean answers himself with, yes, I do.
Oh, man.
That happened.
Yeah, I ordered it, and
it
is on the way.
Do I need to buy a shirt that says Illinois, birthplace of the corn dog?
You guys just don't get it, man. You don't
you
get it.
You should be murdered.
That's right, Info B.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Can't hear you.
Sicko.
I can't wait till the song's closer to over.
Sorry.
There's a jet airplane in my ear.
Sorry.
Oh, that's bad.
That's some guys butchering the Johnny Cash classic on the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde. It is a Friday afternoon. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for the week. What's going on, Ralph?
Imagination. What?
What?
I would say I congratulations.
You said imagination.
And it came out imaginations.
I don't know how.
Congratulations to Bear Grylls, host of Man vs. Wild. He and his wife, Shara, have a new baby, their third child, a little boy named, wait for it, Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls.
Huckleberry.
What did that kid do that makes you hate him so much that you have to name him Huckleberry?
And that's not the worst part of his name. Jocelyn is the worst part. He's going to go, yeah, you could know my first name. I'm never going to tell you my middle name.
Dude, your name's Huckleberry. We have to call you something else. What's your middle name? Jocelyn.
That's just mean.
Huckleberry, it's not even the best berry name you can give a kid. Strawberry or blueberry. Hell, even boysenberry would be preferable to the Huckleberry.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Poor kid.
But they're celebrities. They have to do that. Celebrities have to give their kids creative names.
If your last name is Grills, don't you have an obligation to name your kid George Foreman?
George Foreman Grills. Pretty strong.
That's funny.
Pretty strong.
Pretty good. George Foreman did name all of his kids George
he did.
As well.
Yes, he did.
That's funny.
Johnny Knoxville, a little trouble at LAX yesterday morning.
Uh-oh.
I mean, these security people, they're just so ridiculous. Things they stop you for. You can't have 3 ounces of, you know, mouthwash.
What did he have, shampoo or something?
I couldn't believe it. They stopped just because when they were x-raying his luggage, they found a hand grenade. I mean, why do they have to be so picky?
In his carry-on?
This is ridiculous. I mean, I know with terrorists and all that stuff, but come on. Let's be serious.
It's Johnny.
It's
they
Johnny.
Go, they go, it's Johnny.
Yeah.
Hand grenade.
Did you say he had a hand grenade?
He had a hand grenade.
In his carry-on.
Ass. Yeah, it turns out it didn't have any powder inside, nor a fuse, so it wasn't an immediate threat. But still, it's a hand grenade.
That could alarm some people.
It's like walking into dynamite strapped around your chest. Well, I took the gunpowder out. It's just the case.
It's not a real bomb. It's
a fashion statement.
It just looks like it.
Johnny said he forgot that he had a hand grenade in his life.
Sure. How many of us have forgotten that we had hand grenades when we went to the airport? It happens to all of us.
Oh,
it
I
does
have,
happen to
for
all
sure.
Of us.
You know?
Yeah.
Natalie Dillon, she's the young lady who's trying to sell off her virginity.
Oh, yeah.
So far, the bid is up. The highest bid is $3.8 million.
Did you guys buy this? Because I think these are all fake.
I can't afford it.
I'm not saying would you buy it. I'm saying,
I know.
Do you think it's real?
I believe that she's actually a virgin.
You do.
And okay. I believe that she's actually selling it.
You do. Okay.
I don't believe, however, that these bids will come through as real, that someone's actually
willing
to
pay
that
much
money.
These are like eBay bids that they end up having to roll back the illegitimate ones to get down to the actual person and how much they're
I don't know.
Pay.
I've seen Hostel, and they pay a lot for that. So,
and I also believe that she is doing it for publicity, but I do believe she's actually selling off Virginia as well. I think the two can coexist.
Okay.
She said that if she could pick her first lover instead of just going to the highest bidder, she would pick Kim Kardashian.
God, Dale!
Could Kim Kardashian take her virginity?
technically,
because I'm not sure exactly
with the right equipment she could. You know what I'm saying?
Now her sister, China Kardashian, certainly could.
Khloe could. I'm Khloe Kardashian. Look how big my is.
You can't say that.
I'd say she could say that. If her name was Kim Strapondashian, maybe she could.
Maybe.
Kim Kardashian. And good news and bad news over at NBC. Apparently The Office, 30 Rock, and Biggest Loser have been picked up for another season, according to NBC.
Good news?
Yeah.
Bad news for Kat and Kim and Knight Rider. Apparently these shows may not come back, according to Daily Variety. How are we going to get along without Kath and Kim and Knight Rider?
That is quality.
I would like Kath and Kim to get in Kit, the Knight Rider car, and go off a cliff. That would be best for everyone.
NBC had Scrubs, could have kept Scrubs, got rid of it, put on Kath and Kim and Knight Rider instead.
And Kim.
Yeah.
Yep. Needs to be fired.
That worked out well. And, you know, the Super Bowl's coming up.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
What?
And they're starting to talk about who will be advertising during the big game.
Arizona, Pittsburgh. Come on.
I'll let that one go. Okay. A lot of people are signing up for advertising. They haven't sold out yet. It's the first time in a long time that they still have room left in the NFL's biggest game. However, they are turning away some sponsors as well.
That's shocking.
Ashley Madison is a company that is willing to pony up the cash to be given a 30-second advertisement during the Super Bowl. However, the NFL said they are not welcome. Turns out Ashley Madison is ashleymadison.com, which is a website for married people. We're seeking extramarital affairs.
So it's a way to cheat
on your spouse.
They'd rather you did it on your own.
Yes.
We had them on, didn't we, guys, last year?
Yes.
We had on a representative from the website who said, look, it's happening anyway. We just kind of help you with it.
And make a little money.
Yeah. Make a little money off it, right.
They said not only are they not welcome during the Super Bowl, but they will not ever accept their ad for any NFL game ever.
Well, they put their foot down.
So there.
Okay.
Well, who reminds you of a stable relationship and a non-cheating relationship more than an NFL player?
That's true. Those guys are usually classy, and they stay out of trouble with the law, and they don't do drugs. They are the all-American heroes, so I can see why the NFL has to take a stand.
You have to protect that.
Or they are taking an ad from Shoot Yourself in the Leg Sweatpants, which I didn't even know was a company until I saw this commercial.
It wasn't until recently.
Apparently they're getting Bulletproof Sweatpants is taking a big minute-long ad during the Super Bowl. I can see why. Today's celebrity birthdays, Roy Jones Jr., legendary boxer, is 40 years old today. Kate Moss is 35. Nick Valencia of the Strokes is 28. Jill Sobules turns 40. Sade is 50. John Carpenter turns 61. And Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She's 62 years old today, and just always a treat, always a pleasure.
Delightful young lady
to listen to on the radio. Never shrill.
Nope.
Never angry.
Never yells at people, makes them feel bad for their problems.
Just liquid honey.
And so much patience for people and their problems, too. She just listened to you all day long.
As opposed to that solid honey. I hate that.
Solid honey is bad, you're right.
Or they are opening up for you, too, I think, on the new tour, Solid Honey. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks for our soon-to-be president-elect Barack Obama. Apparently, we get Martin Luther King Day off this year, so there will be no morning Kevin and Bean show on Monday, but we'll be back Tuesday with an all-new show, and we got a good one.
We do. We're going to talk to Ed Espinosa, who is the Democratic delegate who is going to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, is Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to us from the mall where the president-elect will be sworn in. We'll be having him on, I guess, about an hour before the ceremony actually takes place. So it'll be kind of neat to hear from him what's actually happening as it's happening.
Are they doing it at a food court? Why are they in a mall? It's like Orange Julius, and then you've got the stand right next to him where he takes the oath.
It's the National Mall there in D.C. But I think Paul Blart will be on the scene to make sure the president-elect stays safe.
Good news.
He's a ball cop, after all.
Ralph's search for the Carl's Jr.
We get it. We're just not laughing. We understood the reference.
Can you explain
he's
it more?
He's in a movie. Where he plays a ball cop, and what I'm suggesting is he'll be okay. Never mind.
Yeah, we got it. That wasn't the problem. Ralph's trying to track down the girl in the Carl's Jr. commercials.
Come on with her.
The dress is up for the steak dinner. Who's so hot?
Her loser boyfriend's playing video games, going to take her out for a burger, and she walks in looking like that. She should dump him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And come be with me.
Plus, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. We'll tell you all about the latest celeb news.
I will murder a steer in front of you, young lady, and rip its steak from its loins and provide it for you. That's what I'm willing to do for you.
I'm sure she would be very
blonde lady.
Quite
so I don't know who you are. Watch me slaughter beef.
Oh.
You're this close to putting the lotion in the bucket or whatever you do there, Ralph. What scares me?
What are you talking about, putting the lotion in the bucket?
He's trying to reference put the lotion in the basket from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
cross-reference would put the puppy in the bucket from Patton Oswalt.
Wow.
And we end up with put the lotion in the bucket.
Wow. That's a euphemism that could have used some more work. All right, don't go away because the K-Rock Block Party Weekend continues this Friday night, and apparently something named McCabe is going to be hosting, and you'll be hearing blocks from Muse, Metallica, The Offspring, Killers, and more right after this on K-Rock.